garden decor, and fountains. Check them out, Gold Leaf Nursery.
Attention all gardening enthusiasts. It's time to celebrate 50 years of greenery and growth at Gold Leaf Nursery in Reading. That's right, folks. For almost a half a century, Gold Leaf Nursery has been your go-to destination for all things garden-related. And to mark this incredible milestone, they're throwing the biggest sale this year. The nursery is blooming with vibrant perennials and annuals, hardy shrubs, succulents, and majestic trees, vegetables, herbs, roses, ground coverings, along with 1 gallon or larger and all bagged soil amendments. Their extensive selection ensures that there's something for every taste and style. And don't forget about their premium selection of statuaries, fountains, and bird baths to add that perfect finishing touch. At Gold Leaf Nursery, they're not just about selling plants. They're about cultivating joy, creating memories, and nurturing connections with nature. Come visit them today and let them help turn your outdoor space into a sanctuary you'll love coming home to. Thanks for voting Gold Leaf Nursery best in the North State. Come check them out on Churn Creek Road, 1/4 mile from Airport Road, open Tuesday through Saturday.
Bob the Drop here. I've recently confronted the sneaky villain, Hydro Shadow. He created a robot that looked like me, and then he activated the robot. But I was able to push the self-destruct button to defeat this inferior threat. If you would like the great taste that can't be imitated delivered to your door, give us a call at 1-800-922-6227. That's 1-800-922-6227. Pure and simple, naturally the best. Mount Shasta Springwater.
Hey folks, welcome back. Colby Rafael just saw a low fastball from Diogo Kelsen for ball one here to start off this bottom of the fifth inning. Kelsen now back out on the rubber, takes his sign, winds, and delivers. That's going to be another breaking ball in the zone this time for strike one. It'll be a ball and a strike to Colby Rafael, who's up to the plate for the third time tonight. Now the 1-1 pitch from Kelsen. High fastball, called strike two. That one really looked high, just barely caught the top of the zone. And it'll be a 1-2 count now to the center fielder, Rafael. Kelsen takes his sign once again. Now he'll wind and deliver. Curveball hit sharply on the ground to the third baseman, who fires on over to first for out number one. Nice play there from Dominic Nakagawa, the third baseman for TKB. To get a quick out for his pitcher, Jojo Kelsen. And that'll bring up Dusty Vila for the third time here tonight.
And Nakagawa there, the third baseman for TKB, is playing just a couple steps behind the grass, almost even with the bag at third, with every other infielder playing back. And he'll be doing that same thing here for Dusty Vila. He's right on the grass.
And Vila's going to smack one hard to the first baseman, Armenta, who bobbles it but now gets a hold of it and brings it himself to the bag for out number two. Armenta didn't really look ready for that ball, but it just hit him square in the torso as he bobbled with it a little bit before securing it, bringing it on over to first, and Dusty Vila is quickly put away. So it'll be Braxton Riley, the left fielder, coming up to the plate. And we've said it before, we'll say it again, Riley's got a ton of speed. We'll see if he can put something together here. Pitch. He's showing bunt. It will go foul.
And TKB's bullpen is getting a little activity down there. It looks to be Miramontes, who we saw in the first game of this series, warming up.
Yeah, Miramontes was playing center field for them last night, so he's kind of been all around the block for TKB. It'll be an 0-1 count to Braxton Riley after the failed bunt attempt. As Kelsen steps back up onto the rubber, now he'll wind and deliver. Low breaking ball there. That one's going to go in the dirt for ball one. So it'll be a ball and a strike to number six, Braxton Riley. As Kelsen gets on the rubber, 1-1 pitch on the way. Fastball outside. It'll be two balls and a strike now as Riley steps back into the box. Two balls, one strike. Here comes the pitch from Kelsen. Swung on and fouled sharply back into the net. Count will even up at two balls and two strikes. And now, with two outs, Braxton Riley will have to protect that plate a little bit. And he's going to step out of the box. Now stepping back in as Kelsen gets back up on the rubber. 2-2 pitch. On the way from Kelson. No, he's going to shake off a couple of signs from his pitcher. Now he'll deliver. Here it is. Fastball way outside. Catcher not even going to get a glove on it. It'll go to the backstop. And the count will move to 3-2.
It looked like Derek Kelson just kind of held on to that one a little too long and really got way down on it for a fastball and just way outside. So the count all full here to Braxton Riley. Here comes the payoff pitch.
Swung on and grounded sharply down the line to the third baseman, Nakagawa. He's got it, but Riley is going to leg out the throw. So he'll have himself an infield single. I said it was grounded sharply. That probably wasn't the best use of words. It was bounced semi-sharply to the third baseman, Nakagawa, who kind of waited back a little too long on it and was unable to gun out Braxton Riley with a throw. So Riley will be on first after the infield single, and that'll bring up Griffith Fenn, who's got a ton of pop at the plate. He'll look to make something happen here in the bottom half of this fifth inning. Riley takes his lead with 2 outs. Here's the pitch from Kelton. Fastball, little up in the zone, but it catches the strike. Catches the zone, sorry, for strike one.
Nakagawa there just kind of took a little bit too long to get the ball out of his glove before rushing his throw over there, so he's lucky he didn't throw it away, but excellent hard 90 there by Braxton Riley.
0-1 pitch is going to be another high fastball outside of the zone for ball one. It'll be a ball and a strike to Griffith Fenn, the right fielder, as Riley takes a pretty humble lead off of first. 1-1 pitch on the way. Breaking ball on the outside corner for strike two. It'll be a ball and 2 strikes now, as Fenn will have to protect the plate a little bit with 2 outs. Again, it's Riley over there leading off at first. He's got a ton of speed. 1-2 pitch, here it is. Swung on and fouled way back off to the left side. The count will remain a ball and 2 strikes. Nice job from Fenn there, defending the plate a little bit as he steps out, takes a practice hack, and now will step back into the box. JoJo Kelton looks down and takes his sign. Now he'll come set. 1-2 pitch on the way. Swung on and lifted into foul territory. That one's going to go off the top of the Colt 45's dugout there on the third baseline. So another nice job from Fenn, trying to defend that plate. He's battling here with 2 strikes. The count remains 1-2 with Riley once again leading off of first. 2 outs here. Kelton trying to get himself out of the inning. The pitch. Fastball misses the outside corner, and TKB thought they had it, but that call will go in favor of Griffith Fenn, whose count is now evened up at 2-2. Here comes the pitch. Runner goes. High fastball. Throw down is not in time. In time, apparently, as Braxton Riley is gunned down at second off the steal attempt. And we'll see Griffith Fenn next inning. Jacob, I don't know about that call. We saw a lot of groans and shouts of displeasure from these fans. I was about to make the call that it was not in time. He looked pretty safe to me, but the umpire called him out there at second base. What do you think?
Well, we saw Braxton Riley slide feet first and a pop-up slide to the right field side of the bag, and the tag came over, but it looked like he caught that corner of the bag beforehand, so maybe the umpire saw something like Braxton Riley coming off the bag for a split second. The tag was still on him, but looked like he beat the throw by a mile.
Yes, it did. Either way, we'll head into the top of the sixth inning. It looks like we'll have a new pitcher out onto the mound when we come back. But remember, folks, this game of Colt 45's baseball is brought to you by Gold Leaf Nursery on Churn Creek Road.
Attention all gardening enthusiasts. It's time to celebrate 50 years of greenery and growth at Gold Leaf Nursery in Reading. That's right, folks. For almost a half a century, Gold Leaf Nursery has been your go-to destination for all things garden-related. And to mark this incredible milestone, they're throwing the biggest sale this year. The nursery is blooming with vibrant perennials and annuals, hardy shrubs, succulents, and majestic trees, vegetables, herbs, roses, ground coverings, along with 1 gallon or larger and all bag soil amendments. Their extensive selection ensures that there's something for every taste and style. And don't forget about their premium selection of statuaries, fountains, and bird baths to add that perfect finishing touch. At Gold Leaf Nursery, they're not just about selling plants. They're about cultivating joy, creating memories, and nurturing connections with nature. Come visit them today and let them help turn your outdoor space into a sanctuary you'll love coming home to. Thanks for voting Gold Leaf Nursery best in the North State. Come check them out on Churn Creek Road, 1/4 mile from Airport Road. Open Tuesday through Saturday.
Alrighty, folks, welcome back. It's the top of the sixth inning here at Tiger Field in this matchup between your Reading Colt 45s and TKB Bay Area Baseball. It's going to be a new pitcher out on the mound for the Colt 45s, Thomas Canfield, the freshman left-handed pitcher. He stands at 6'1", about 200 pounds, and he's coming out of Lynn University. I apologize, Cuesta Junior College. I misread that. Coming out of Cuesta Junior College, and this will be the first time we've seen Canfield out on the mound for the Colt 45s. Second time we've seen him on the mound for the Colt 45s. What did he do in his last appearance, Jacob?
Well, he pitched one inning, had two walks and a strikeout, but he's coming on to relieve Ivan Rodriguez, who tonight went 5 innings, 2 hits, no runs, no walks, and 5 Ks. So we'll see if Canfield can follow that up with a strong relief appearance here in the top of the sixth. We're over halfway through our ball game here. It's 3-0. Colt 45's on top. They keep throwing up goose eggs. We'll see what Thomas Canfield can do here against the top of the order of TKB's lineup with the hard-hitting Parmenter up to bat. He's playing right field tonight for TKB. He's going to dig in from the right side.
And Parmenter's definitely got some pop. He's also going to have the advantage here in the right-handed batter's box facing off against this lefty Canfield. So he's looking to help TKB put up their first runs of the game as Canfield comes set and delivers. That one's going to be spiked in the dirt for ball one. So as you mentioned, Jacob, Canfield in his last appearance had 2 walks through just 1 inning, I believe, correct?
Yeah, just 1 inning. 1 strikeout and 2 walks. So we'll see if he can have a little bit more control. But he does have a funky windup from his the first base side of the rubber, throwing left-handed, but kind of like tucks his glove as he goes toward the plate. So we'll see how that fares here.
Yeah, and we'll see if he can regain some of this control. 1-0 count, here's the pitch. That one's going to be smacked down the third baseline, broken bat. Brandon Zandi's going to bobble it, and now he will not throw as Jackson Parmenter reaches first base on a broken bat error. Brandon Zandi, he's been really solid there down the third baseline tonight. However, that one, I think, just kind of got him riled up. It was a slow rolling. Well, not necessarily a slow rolling, but a softly hit ground ball over there to the right, over there to the left side. And he was going to have to work quick to try to gun down Parmenter and just tried to go a little too quick as he bobbles that one. So now it'll be Micah Cervantes coming up to the plate. He shows bunt but pulls back on a low fastball for ball one.
That's a ground ball you have to charge as a third baseman, even though it's rolling towards you very fast, but the spin on it, you need to get on top of the ball, glove it, and make a throw over to first. He just kind of had to wait on it, and then it ended up skipping up on his body and wasn't able to stay on top of it.
Absolutely, and now Canfield will deliver another fastball low for ball two. So continues to seemingly struggle with control here in this top of the sixth inning. It'll be a 2-0 count to Cervantes. Here comes the pitch. Swung on, check swing, ground ball. It's going to be bouncing. It's going to hit off of the runner, Parmenter, who will be called out. So some very poor base running from Jackson Parmenter as he runs straight into the ball. Dusty Vila was coming in to make a play. It was a check swing from Cervantes, which ended up being a chopper over there to the right side. And once again, Parmenter just ran right into the ball. So he'll be called out. It'll be one out now in the top of the sixth with Cervantes leading off of second. Dusty Vila seems to be at double play depth, but the shortstop, Calderon, seems to be playing his normal position as Noel Aquino, the designated hitter, comes up to the plate. He's going to see a fastball go wide for ball one.
Yeah, both the third baseman and shortstop here playing Aquino to pull. Zanny over there is about a step or two in front of the outfield grass and then three or four steps off the line. So we'll see what Aquino does here.
Now the 1-0 pitch. Fastball, a little high in the zone, but it'll catch the top for strike one. So it'll be a ball and a strike to Noel Aquino, the DH, as Cervantes leads off of first. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss, and Noel Aquino had his timing completely thrown off by what looked like a changeup there. Completely pulled his head off the ball. It'll be a ball and two strikes now. Cervantes taking a pretty good lead over there at first. Canfield comes set. Here's the pitch. High fastball, a little too far out of the zone as the count evens up at two balls and two strikes.
What I saw Aquino do there just before that pitch came in was he scooted in the box, not back toward the umpire, but back in the box to kind of give him a little bit more of a chance to hit an opposite field with them playing him to pull right here.
2-2 pitch. That one's going to be in the dirt. A nice block from the catcher, Jones. And the count will fill up. Three balls and two strikes. Now, Canfield, when he is able to hit the strike zone, his pitches are efficient and hold good velocity. But every pitch seems to just have a 50-50 chance of being in the right location or not. 3-2 pitch on the way. Swung on and fouled into the parking lot. On some pitches, Canfield looks really solid, and on others, he looks like he's just losing some control. So the count will remain full. Three balls and two strikes with Cervantes leading off of first. One out here, the pitch to Aquino. Outside fastball, ball four. So now Canfield, in his second appearance for the Colt 45s, walks his third batter. His third batter of the season, I should say, not of the inning. He's only walked one. That was his first. Cervantes, however, will head to second. We've got some more activity in the Colt 45's bullpen, and now our Colt 45's manager talking to Canfield. He looks a little bit almost exasperated out there.
Yeah, I was watching his body language from here, and it's almost like he's telling Canfield, I know you can pitch better than that. Pitching around Noel Aquino there, in a sense, but like you said, a little exasperated maybe, slaps him on the behind and tells him to get back out there, get a couple more outs, get a ground ball, and get us out of the inning. But
yeah, now the Colt 45 is in a position to turn a double play with runners at first and second. And I got to imagine the conversation from that meeting was just, hey, pitch to contact. We're up by three runs. We've got it out here. We have a chance for a double play. Let them hit the ball, and your defense will take care of you. It's going to be Dominic Nakagawa, the third baseman, up to the plate as Canfield winds and delivers. It's going to be a ground ball to Calderon. Calderon over to Vila at second. Throw to first is in time, and the Colt 45s do exactly that. A nice ground ball from the pitcher Canfield results in a double play to get him out of the inning. Another shutout inning for the Colts. As we head into the bottom of the sixth, they're going to lead 3-0. Remember, folks, this game is brought to you by Gold Leaf Nursery, open Tuesday through Saturday, located on Churn Creek Road, a quarter mile from Airport Road across from the Tucker Oaks Golf Course.
Attention all gardening enthusiasts. It's time to celebrate 50 years of greenery and growth at Gold Leaf Nursery in Reading. That's right, folks. For almost a half a century, Gold Leaf Nursery has been your go-to destination for all things garden-related. And to mark this incredible milestone, they're throwing the biggest sale this year. The nursery is blooming with vibrant perennials and annuals, hardy shrubs, succulents, and majestic trees, vegetables, herbs, roses, ground coverings, along with 1 gallon or larger and all bag soil amendments. Their extensive selection ensures that there's something for every taste. taste and style. And don't forget about their premium selection of statuaries, fountains, and bird baths to add that perfect finishing touch. At Gold Leaf Nursery, they're not just about selling plants. They're about cultivating joy, creating memories, and nurturing connections with nature. Come visit them today and let them help turn your outdoor space into a sanctuary you'll love coming home to. Thanks for voting Gold Leaf Nursery best in the North State. Come check them out on Churn Creek Road, 1/4 mile from Airport Road. Open Tuesday through Saturday.
Sinorama and Tri-County Sync presents Cruise by the Bridge at Turtle Bay, taking place Friday, June 14th from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. in the Botanical Gardens at the Sundial Bridge in Redding.
This 21-plus event features over 10 local craft breweries serving ice-cold beer, plus 2 live music stages, local food vendors, fun activities, and more.
All proceeds support Turtle Bay's educational and cultural programming.
Don't miss Cruise by the Bridge at Turtle Bay on Friday, June 14th.
Buy tickets now at turtlebay.org.
Welcome back. It's the bottom of the sixth inning here at Tiger Field in the matchup between the Redding Colt 45s and TKB Baseball Bay Area. It's going to be Griffith Fenn up to the plate. Last inning, he came up to the plate and saw a full count, but his runner on first, Braxton Riley, was gunned down trying to steal. So Fenn will be back up to the plate now. And we've got a new body over at first base for TKB. It's going to be Jonathan Wright over there. JoJo Kelton back out on the mound as he winds and delivers. It's going to be a curveball in there for strike one. Jonathan Wright, as we mentioned earlier in the game, has been really solid on defense for TKB. He picks pretty much everything out of the dirt as Kelton winds and delivers the 0-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. Another off-speed got Fenn to chase. But after a missed pick a couple of innings ago from Zach Armenta, it's no surprise that they're going to bring in right here. It'll be no balls and two strikes to Griffith Fenn. And now he'll call time. Umpire going to step out and dust off the plate a little bit. Exchange a couple of words with Griffith Fenn before Kelton looks down and takes his sign. Now he'll wind and deliver. Off-speed pitch just off the outside corner of the zone. So it'll be a ball and two strikes to Griffith Fenn. Nobody on, nobody out. We're starting off this bottom half of the sixth inning. 1-2 pitch. Swung on and grounded sharply up the middle. On it is Cervantes. He gloves it, throws on over to first for out number one. And I got to say, that's probably the third ground ball to Cervantes that has bounced off that infield grass lip and caused him to have to quickly change the direction of his glove. That might be something brought up to the groundskeepers of Tiger Field, because that lip is really, I mean, I shouldn't say causing some issues, because Cervantes has done a great job of dealing with it, but it's definitely challenging him, Jacob.
Definitely challenging, but again, with a small glove at shortstop, because you want to get the ball out fast as that ball comes in there low and inside. Cervantes has done a great job of just having the quick hands to stay in front of the ball and just rise to the ball and meet the ball where it meets him, and then still have all his momentum carrying toward first base to make an excellent throw every time.
And it's Joel Calderon at the plate as he watches another fastball go by inside for ball two. It'll be a 2-0 count for Calderon as he steps back into the box. Here comes the 2-0 pitch. Low fastball from Kelton. So quick 3-0 count now to the shortstop. Calderon last inning was pivotal in turning a really nice double play that got the Colt 45s out of a tough situation with just one out. 3-0 pitch on the way. That's going to be another off-speed in there for strike one. So the count will move to 3 balls and a strike as Calderon steps back in there. Now Kelton will shake off a sign. We'll take this one. 3-1 pitch. Fastball swung on and fouled back into the net. Count will fill up. It'll be 3 balls and 2 strikes now for Joel Calderon as he steps back into the box. Kelton back up there on the bump. Full count. Here comes the payoff pitch. Low fastball in the dirt. Nice job to stop it from going behind him by the catcher, Bay, but Calderon will take first base on the walk. And now, Kelton will be working with a runner on first. and one out. It's going to bring up Alex Jones, the catcher, who had an RBI single earlier in the game. And TKB looking for a double play in this situation. I would expect to see the majority of the pitches in this at-bat low in the zone. Runner's going to deke a steal as a fastball comes in off the outside corner for ball one. It'll be a 1-0 count now to Alex Jones, who steps back into the box. Calgren leading off of first. Now Kelton will come set. Here's the pitch. Swung on and driven into right field. Under it is Parmenter. He'll make the catch. And Calgren will head on back to first. Another really nice piece of contact from Alex Jones. Went with that pitch and drove it hard out in the right field. Unfortunately, Parmenter just right there to make the catch once again. And that's probably the third time we've seen a line out to right field tonight as Brandon Dany comes up to the plate.
Yeah, it's been three or four times we've seen balls hit right on the screws to either left field or right field. A couple more times to right field, but still impressive hitting from the Colt 45s tonight.
With two outs now, Kelton delivers. It's going to be a high fastball for ball one. So it'll be one ball and no strikes to Brandon Zanny as he looks over and takes his sign. Now the umpire will call time at home plate. And I'm not sure why he did that, but he'll now get back and take his position. It'll be a 1-0 count still to Brandon Zanny. Here comes the pitch from Kelton. Low off-speed pitch in the dirt for ball two. Again, you've still got Joel Calgren leading off of first over there. Two outs here with Brandon Zanny at the plate. Zanny's got a lot of pop over there, and he's got the potential to really open up this ball game. Two balls and no strikes to the third baseman. Here's the pitch. Another low fastball. 3-0 count now to Brandon Zanny.
And in his last at-bat, we saw him work a walk, so kind of looking to do the same thing here, just keep the line moving, but
yeah, we'll see what happens. If anybody is to have the green light, it would be Brandon Zanny with how much pop he's got there at the plate. But with two outs, we'll see here as he takes a fastball in there for strike one. So it looks like he probably didn't have the green light there. That was a meatball pitch right down the middle. But it'll be a 3-1 count now to Zanny as he'll look to make something happen here with Calderon leading off of first. Kelton now coming set. He winds. And no, he'll throw one over to first to try to catch Calderon, who slides back in safely. And Kelton will now have to step back up on the rubber and face Zanny again.
And the wind's picked up. It's actually blowing out towards center field now. We'll see if Zanny can use that to his advantage.
Here's the pitch. Runner goes. Swung on and driven into right center field. That one's going to get down. Rounding second is Calderon. He will hold up at third as Zanny stays at first. And that is a nice piece of hitting from Brandon Zanny. Hit it right in the gap to center fielder Tona. Actually, that looks like a new center fielder out there. I couldn't tell you who it is, but it's not Tona. Did a nice job of getting to that ball and cutting it off to hold Calderon at third. They almost sent him. You could see Calderon wanted to take home his third base coach, whoever held him up. But it'll be runners at the corners now for Reed Alexander, the first baseman who singled in his last at-bat. Two outs. Once again, here's the pitch. High fastball, catches the zone, and now the runner, Zanny, is going to go to second. The throw is late and in the dirt. Bounces off of Cervantes' chest. Calderon is going to come in to score. And I got to say, that was probably one of the biggest mental mistakes out of a catcher we've seen this season. Nathan Bay caught the ball and saw that Brandon Zanny was stealing. It was a little bit of a delayed steal from Zanny. And Bay just hesitated. He kind of double-checked the runner, didn't know what to do before finally throwing it in the dirt over there at second, allowing Calderon to come in and score. So now the pitch to Alexander is going to be tapped foul down the third baseline. It'll be an 0-2 count to him.
Bay, by the time he came out of his crouch there, Zaney was already just about three-quarters of the way to second, and then Calderon decided to take off from third base.
Yeah.
And was able to score.
I got to say, just a rough decision there.
0-2 pitch. This one's going to be hammered out into right field. It'll be Parmenter once again under it to make the catch, and that'll end the inning. So Cole 45's pick up one on the error from the catcher Nathan Bay. But we'll head into the top of the seventh where TKB will look to get their first run of the ball game. Remember, folks, this game is brought to you by Gold Leaf Nursery. They've got a wide variety of trees, plants, flowers, garden decor, and fountains. They're located on Churn Creek Road, just a quarter mile from Airport Road, across from the Tucker Oaks Golf Course.
Attention all gardening enthusiasts. It's time to celebrate 50 years of greenery and growth at Gold Leaf Nursery in Reading. That's right, folks. For almost a half a century, Gold Leaf Nursery has been your go-to destination for all things garden-related. And to mark this incredible milestone, they're throwing the biggest sale this year. The nursery is blooming with vibrant perennials and annuals, hardy shrubs, succulents, and majestic trees, vegetables, herbs, roses, ground coverings, along with 1 gallon or larger and all bagged soil amendments. Their extensive selection ensures that there's something for every taste and style. And don't forget about their premium selection of statuaries, fountains, and bird baths to add that perfect finishing touch. At Gold Leaf Nursery, they're not just about selling plants. They're about cultivating joy, creating memories, and nurturing connections with nature. Come visit them today and let them help turn your outdoor space into a sanctuary you'll love coming home to. Thanks for voting Gold Leaf Nursery best in the North State. Come check them out on Churn Creek Road, 1/4 mile from Airport Road. Open Tuesday through Saturday.
Hey, Redding, take an inflation vacation with Black Bear Diner's 7 new weekday dinner deals, starting at just $9.99. Tasty fish tacos, creamy fettuccine carbonara, steak and fries, a crispy chicken dinner, beef stroganoff, and more. Serve Monday through Friday after 4 p.m. Escape inflation's grip on your wallet and set the table tonight with good old-fashioned family food at your friendly Black Bear Diner in Redding on Hilltop Drive.
Black Bear Diner.
Welcome back. It is the top of the seventh inning here at Tiger Field in this matchup between the Reading Colt 45s and TKB Bay Area Baseball. It's going to be a new arm up on the mound for the Colt 45s after Canfield came in to relieve Ivan Rodriguez for an inning. He was able to shut out TKB once again, and now it'll be Aaron Wood out on the bump for the Reading Colt 45s. As Trey Silva, the left fielder, steps up to the plate, Wood now comes set and delivers. Nasty curveball draws a swing from Silva for strike one. We've seen Wood once so far in the season, and on opening night, he pitched two nice innings, striking out three and allowing no runs as he fires a fastball in there for strike two. So it'll be a quick 0-2 count now to Trey Silva, the left fielder, as Wood comes set. Now he'll wind and deliver. Fastball outside corner, strike three. A nice fastball dotted right on that outside corner of the zone for strike three from Aaron Wood. And that's a great way to start off his night coming in to relieve. It's going to be Nathan Bay, the catcher, up to the plate now. It'll be his first time facing off against Wood tonight, and he'll try to get something started for TKB. Wood, now somebody's going to call time. It looked like that was Nathan Bay calling time. And now he'll step back into the box. Wood, he's been on the rubber the whole time. He didn't step off. And he's ready to deliver. Here's the windup. Another curveball. This one's going to miss high for ball one. It'll be a ball and no strikes now to Nathan Bay. Wood, 1-0 pitch. High fastball way up and in on Bay. Looked like it was coming at his head for a second there. It'll be a 2-0 count now to Nathan Bay as Wood back in the windup. Here's the 2-0 pitch. Curveball catches the top of the zone for strike one. So it'll be a 2-1 count to Nathan Bay. Wood comes set and delivers. Fastball in there. Strike two. It'll be two balls and two strikes with one out here for Nathan Bay as he steps back into the box. Aaron Wood comes set. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three. So the first two batters that Aaron Wood sees, he strikes out. And now that'll bring up Jonathan Wright for the first time tonight. Wright came in at first base, replacing Zach Armenta. And now he'll bat for the first time. So with two outs, here's the pitch. Curveball driven into right center field. Coming in is going to be the center fielder, Rafael, and he makes the catch on a dive. A phenomenal diving play from Colby Rafael to absolutely rob Jonathan Wright of a base hit, and that was one of the best defensive plays we've seen here tonight. Great job from Colby Rafael snagging that ball right on the shoestring as he laid out for it. Folks, that'll bring us to the bottom of the seventh as the Colt 45s stay in the lead 4-0. Remember, this game is sponsored by Gold Leaf Nursery, open Tuesday through Saturday. So come in and check out their wide variety of trees, plants, flowers, garden decor, and fountains. Gold Leaf Nursery.
Attention all gardening enthusiasts. It's time to celebrate 50 years of greenery and growth at Gold Leaf Nursery in Reading. That's right, folks. For almost a half a century, Gold Leaf Nursery has been your go-to destination for all things garden-related. And to mark this incredible milestone, they're throwing the biggest sale this year. The nursery is blooming with vibrant perennials and annuals, hardy shrubs, succulents, and majestic trees, vegetables, herbs, roses, ground coverings, along with 1 gallon or larger and all bag soil amendments. Their extensive selection ensures that there's something for every taste and style. And don't forget about their premium selection of statuaries, fountains, and bird baths to add that perfect finishing touch. At Gold Leaf Nursery, they're not just about selling plants. They're about cultivating joy, creating memories, and nurturing connections with nature. Come visit them today and let them help turn your outdoor space into a sanctuary you'll love coming home to. Thanks for voting Gold Leaf Nursery best in the North State. Come check them out on Churn Creek Road, 1/4 mile from Airport Road, open Tuesday through Saturday.
Alrighty, folks, welcome back. It's the bottom of the seventh inning here at Tiger Field in this matchup between TKB Bay Area Baseball and the Reading Colt 45s. Colt 45s lead 4-0 as we've got a new arm out on the mound. It's going to be Cam Miramontes, who we saw in game one of this series. He also played a little bit of center field last night for TKB, but he'll look to hold the Colt 45s at their 4-run lead right here as he begins his warm-up. Jacob, what did we see from Miramontes when he appeared on the mound earlier in the series?
Well, from Miramontes, we saw 2 innings of work. I believe it was 3 innings of work, rather, and he was lights out. He saw 9 batters and... Oh, sorry. Yeah. 2 innings pitched, gave up about 4 hits, and just solid work in relief of Trey Silva.
Yeah, absolutely. So a nice job from Miramontes in his last appearance, and try to do the same thing against the Colt 45s here tonight. Again, 45s are leading 4-0. TKB just trying to hold them at that lead so they can potentially come in the top of the eighth and score a couple of runs. But Colts here are threatening to finish off the sweep on this beautiful Sunday night of baseball. We still got some pretty heavy cloud cover here tonight. As the breeze, like you said, Jacob, has picked up a little bit. Those flags in center field are kind of blowing towards that right side and out a little bit. So you can expect the ball to carry potentially a little bit here in these last few innings. Either way, it'll be Nathan Casingham, the designated hitter, coming up. Switch hitting designated hitter, by the way, as he was hitting left-handed against the right-hander Keldson earlier tonight, but now is going to be batting from the right side against Miramontes, the lefty.
And a little correction, Miramontes in his last outing only gave up 2 hits, 2 walks, and then struck out 3 Colt 45 batters as he drops a curveball in there for a strike.
So maybe
solid
Yeah, pretty solid outing. Maybe a little bit of an issue with control. But he's going to fire in a nice breaking ball for strike one here against Cassingham. Now the 0-1 pitch. That one's going to be in the dirt for ball one. So the count will even up at a ball and a strike to Mason Cassingham. Cassingham now going to step back in the box. Miramontes comes set. Now out of the windup. Here's the pitch. High fastball, ball two. It'll be two balls and a strike to Mason Cassingham as he steps back into the box. Miramontes takes his sign. Here comes the 2-1 pitch. Inside fastball called strike two. Cassingham, not sure if he liked that call, but the count will even up at two balls and two strikes as he steps back into the box. Miramontes, now the 2-2 pitch. Tried to get a breaking ball off there, but that one looked like it got away from him. Went way high for ball three. So the count will fill up now. Three balls, two strikes. No outs here in this bottom half of the seventh inning. Miramontes coming set now. Here's the 3-2 pitch. High fastball, ball four. So Cassingham battles back and draws himself a walk as the order turns over, and it'll be Colby Rafael back up to the plate for the first time against Miramontes tonight. Cassingham now putting on his oven mitt as both he and Rafael will take their signs from the manager in the dugout. Miramontes is going to check on that runner and now peer down to take his sign. Here he comes set. The pitch. Breaking ball in there. Strike one. That was a nice curveball, Jacob. Just pounded it right into the zone.
Excellent breaking pitch from Miramontes, which is what we've seen now. Both of these at-bats, he's had three or four excellent breaking pitches that just drop in the zone.
Now the 0-1 pitch. No, it's going to be a throw over to first. Cassingham is back in standing. Count will remain a ball. Sorry, no balls and a strike.
And a little sneak peek of what we saw last time Miramontes pitched, where he did have that pickoff for an out. I believe it was Vila that he picked off with that very deceptive throw over to first.
It is a very deceptive throw as he delivers a fastball high for ball one. So the count will even up at a ball and a strike. That left-handed pitcher, you know, you think he's about to go home with it, but just as quickly he can throw it over to first and get you caught up. 1-1 pitch now. Swung on and drilled right up the middle. Cervantes gloves it, steps on second, and jumps and throws over to first. However, the throw over to first will not be in time. Another really nice defensive play from Cervantes, who is playing up near the middle. That ball is hammered right over the head of the pitcher, Miramontes, and grounded itself right into the glove of Cervantes, who grabbed it and then charged in to tag second base, tried to jump and throw across his body to get the runner at first, but Rafael beats it out with that speed. So it'll be Vila here with one out on the left side of the plate, and he is going to be hit by the first pitch, a breaking ball that just didn't really break. So Vila heads on over to first as Rafael advances to second, and now TKB in a bit of a jam here in the bottom of the seventh inning. It'll be Braxton Riley up to the plate. He beat out an infield single his last time up. And we'll see if he can maybe put a run up with a speedy Rafael leading off of second. They're going to hold him on pretty tight. Here comes the pitch. Swing and a miss. Change up there from Miramontes. Completely had Braxton Riley fooled. As Miramontes now peers down and takes his sign. He'll look back at the runner on second. Here comes the 0-1 pitch. No, he'll step off.
Miramontes here. The ability to mix that changeup with a fastball is so crucial for a pitcher because you go speed him up with the fastball and then you go to the curveball. The breaking pitch is going to slow him down by a good 10 miles per hour. Here's the pitch from Miramontes. That's going to be just on the inside corner for strike two. Braxton Riley now in an 0-2 hole. But mixing that changeup to go have an in-between pitch between the speed of a curveball and the speed of a fastball, and then you can vary your speed on the fastball. Just, it's really hard to adjust to that timing for the hitter to get their pre-pitch foot down and really kick off and explode on top of the ball and drive the ball.
Absolutely. Now the 0-2 pitch. He's going to be in the dirt. A check swing from Riley. Appeal says he did not go. And TKB not too happy with that call. I will say, Riley, we've seen him struggle with some of these off-speed pitches so far in the season. And Miramontes just looks to be hammering him with those off-speed pitches. Luckily, Riley just was able to hold up on that last one in the dirt. Let's see if he can battle back here. 1-2 pitch. Inside, fastball, strike three called. So, Braxton Riley goes down looking. That'll give two outs to TKB as we've got a new batter up for the Colt 45s. It's going to be number 10, Sutter Moss, the 6-foot second baseman out of Colusa, California, from Delta Junior College, coming up to the plate. He's going to be hitting from the left side of the batter's box. And he will have Colby Rafael and Dusty Vila on first and second. So with two outs, let's see if he can get something done. Steps into the box as Miramontes steps up on the rubber. Miramontes now comes set, checks back the runner at second. Here's the pitch. Outside fastball. Misses the zone for ball one.
This is our first look at Sutter Moss. As Austin just said, it takes ball one there. So he's got a wide open stance from the left side, almost standing up. Knees only slightly bent. Here's the pitch from Miramontes. It's going to be on the inside corner, a heater. Evens the count up at 1-1.
So Miramontes, in his first at-bat of the season, doesn't look to be too eager to swing. He just wants to see a couple of pitches first. So 1-1 count. Here's the pitch. There's a swing. It's going to be grounded sharply to the second baseman, Kelton, who throws on over to first. And that'll be out number three. So in his first plate appearance of the season, Sutter Moss grounds out to second, and that'll bring us to the top of the eighth. Still, TKB looks to score their first runs of the ballgame. Folks, remember, tonight's Reading Colt 45's baseball on KCNR is sponsored by Gold Leaf Nursery. They're open Tuesday through Saturday, and they offer a wide variety of trees, plants, flowers, garden decor, and fountains. Gold Leaf Nursery in Reading.
Attention all gardening enthusiasts. It's time to celebrate 50 years of greenery and growth at Gold Leaf Nursery in Reading. That's right, folks. For almost a half a century, Gold Leaf Nursery has been your go-to destination for all things garden-related. And to mark this incredible milestone, they're throwing the biggest sale this year. The nursery is blooming with vibrant perennials and annuals, hardy shrubs, succulents, and majestic trees, vegetables, herbs, roses, ground coverings, along with 1 gallon or larger and all bag soil amendments. Their extensive selection ensures that there's something for every taste and style. And don't forget about their premium selection of statuaries, fountains, and bird baths to add that perfect finishing touch. At Gold Leaf Nursery, they're not just about selling plants. They're about cultivating joy, creating memories, and nurturing connections with nature. Come visit them today and let them help turn your outdoor space into a sanctuary you'll love coming home to. Thanks for voting Gold Leaf Nursery best in the North State. Come check them out on Churn Creek Road, 1/4 mile from Airport Road. Open Tuesday through Saturday.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
Alrighty, folks, welcome back. It's the top of the eighth inning here at Tiger Field in this matchup between your Reading Colt 45s and TKB Bay Area Baseball. Once again, we're going to see a new pitcher out here. Kind of surprising with how much of a rhythm was established by our previous pitcher, Aaron Wood. He struck out the side last inning, so... No, he didn't strike out the side. He struck out two last inning, I apologize. And had a really nice inning of work, but it'll be a new pitcher, Cody Rathall, who we'll see for the second time this season. And he'll be pitching to Alex Jones behind the plate. As we've got a new batter coming in for TKB. It's going to be number 18, Nathan Davison, up to the plate. So Davison will have his first plate appearance of the night.
as TKB struggles to put runs up on the board. Here's the pitch from Rathal. It's going to be a fastball outside, but draws a swing and a miss from Davison. It'll be an 0-1 count now here in the top of the eighth. Rathal comes set on the mound. Here's the pitch. Curveball catches the outside corner of the zone for strike two. And in his first plate appearance of the night, Nathan Davison is quickly down in an 0-2 count. And now, oddly enough, Alex Jones is going to call time and head out and say a couple words to his pitcher. I wonder if they got crossed up there. Alex Jones kind of looked like he had a difficult time handling that pitch. So they might have had a little bit of miscommunication on what pitch was called. Either way, it'll be an 0-2 count now to Davison. As the pitch comes in, swung on and fouled back into the net. A good job from Davison there to kind of battle back with two strikes. As he's trying to avoid a strikeout here in top of the eighth inning.
Davison last night was 0-for-4, and he struck out once with a couple of groundouts. So we'll see what he does here in an 0-2 hole.
Here's the pitch. High fastball for ball one. So after two consecutive strikes, Cody Rathal pitches to a foul ball and then throws a ball. So 1-2 pitch now on the way with no outs. Swung on and grounded sharply up the third baseline. Charging in is a new third baseman. Thrown over to first is not in time. And that new third baseman was, in fact, Sutter Moss, who's listed on the roster as a second baseman, but looked like he replaced Brandon Zanny over there at third. And a nice effort from him to charge in on that softly hit ground ball up the third baseline. Unfortunately, his throw was just not in time. Didn't really have a chance to catch Davison there, who picks himself up an infield single. So with no outs, it'll be a runner on first for TKB as they still look to score their first run of the game. Rathal delivers to JoJo Keldson, who is up to bat for the first time tonight. And he'll swing and miss at a fastball low. Keldson started off as the pitcher for TKB tonight. Now he moved to second base, and he's going to ground one sharply to Moss. Moss will throw to second. Vila over to first in time for a double play. So in his first plate appearance of the night after coming off of the mound, JoJo Keldson grounds into a double play, and that was a nice defensive effort from the Colt 45s. Great job from Sutter Moss there to glove that one and quickly toss on over to Dusty Vila, who was covering second, who then threw on over to first. And I believe we've got a new body at first as well as the pitch comes in to number 14, Jackson Parmenter, for a strike.
Those defensive replacements. So Zanny moves over from third to first, and then Sutter, with Sutter Moss coming in to play third, and then Reed Alexander is out there patrolling right field. So a little bit of a shift on defense as a ball comes in low.
So I suppose it was Griffith Fenn then who came out of the game. Is that correct?
Yeah, Griffith Fenn was removed from the game. He was pinch hit for and then stayed out of the game.
1-1 pitch now. This one's going to be driven into deep right field. Running back is Alexander. That ball is off the wall. Alexander picks it up off of one bounce. And just like that, Jackson Parmenter has himself a double off of Cody Rathal. A nice piece of hitting there, I got to say, from Jackson Parmenter. That might be the hardest hit ball we've seen from this TKB ball club today. Just barely came short of a home run as Micah Cervantes comes up to the plate. Now, Rathal looking in. He's got two outs, but TKB threatening with a runner on second. Here's the pitch. That's going to be a fastball off the outside corner for ball one.
That ball was hit in the air. Went off the wall just to the right, about 10 feet of the 370 mark out there. So he gave it a ride and ended up coming up with an extra base hit.
Now a fastball is once again going to come off the plate. It'll be two balls and no strikes now to Micah Cervantes. Cervantes looking to pick himself up an RBI single. He's got some speed over there at second in Jackson Parmenter. Here's the pitch. Another outside fastball. This one's going to catch the corner of the zone for strike one.
It'll be two balls and one strikes. Sorry, two balls and one strike now to Micah Cervantes. Cody Rethall checks back the runner at second. Now delivers.
Check swing there, but it doesn't matter. That's a called strike on the fastball from Rathall. It'll be two balls and two strikes now, and Cervantes is going to have to protect the plate a little bit. Rathall looks down and takes his sign. Now he'll come set. Once again, going to check back that runner. Here's the pitch. High fastball. This one will miss the zone, and the count will fill up at three balls and two strikes. And over there at second, Jackson Parmenter getting a really hefty lead. They're not holding them on tight. Dusty Vila at second has shifted way over. And that one's going to be lifted into left field down the line. That is a fair ball. Coming around to score is Parmenter, and holding up at first is Cervantes. So an RBI single gives TKB their first run of the night from Micah Cervantes. And it is now a 4-1 ball game as Cody Rethall allows the first earned run of this ball game from the Colt 45s.
That was Jackson Parmenter that scored, and he's 4 for 10 with a sacrifice fly in this series. So he's kind of been the only consistent hitter for TKB against the Colt 45s, apart from his 0 for 3 night when Eric Winchester no-hit the TKB ball club.
And now it'll be Cam Miramontes coming up to the plate for the first time. He's taking the spot of Noel Aquino, the designated hitter in the lineup, as Rethall gives him one in the dirt for ball one. Cervantes leading off of first. Here's the pitch. That one's going to be low in the dirt for ball two. And now, with two outs and a runner on first, TKB seems to have a little bit of a second wind here late in this ball game. It's going to be two balls and no strikes as our Colt 45's manager calls time and heads out onto the mound to talk to Rethall a little bit. We've got more activity going on in the Colt 45's bullpen. Miramontes having a little chat with his third base coach. And now he'll step back into the box. Cervantes still over there at first. He'll take his lead as Rethall leans down to get his sign.
And it looked like Bob Anderson, the Colt 45's manager, just kind of said, this is the last batter.
This one's going to be lined softly out into left field. That'll be a base hit. And now with two outs, it'll be runners on first and second. So TKB threatening again with two outs. And I wonder if that was Jackson Rethall's last pitch of the ball game. Doesn't look like it. Looks like he's going to come back out onto the mound. And so maybe he'll get to see one more. It'll be Dominic Nakagawa, the third baseman, up to the plate. And with two outs, he's got a chance to make this a two-run ball game with a single.
And dare
I say,
it's
going to be a called strike on the outside corner. Go ahead, Jacob.
But if he hits a bomb, it's a tie game.
It is a tie game.
So tying run at the plate.
Unlikely from what we've seen out of this lineup, but possible. Two outs. Here's the pitch. Swung on and fouled back into the parking lot. It'll be a quick 0-2 count now as Rethall is making it clear he's not going to back off of this lineup. No balls, two strikes to Nakagawa. A base hit would score one. A double could score two. Here's the pitch. Swung on right up the middle, gloving it. No, it's going to go past the glove of the shortstop, Calderon. Now a throw into third is in time. Catching Miramontes at third. The run will score at the plate, and they will count it. So it'll be a 4-2 ball game, but a nice throw from the center fielder, Rafael, catches Miramontes at third and ends the inning here in the top of the eighth. So we'll head down to the bottom of the eighth. Remember, folks, this game is brought to you by Gold Leaf Nursery, open Tuesday through Saturday and located right across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course on Churn Creek Road.
Attention all gardening enthusiasts. It's time to celebrate 50 years of greenery and growth at Gold Leaf Nursery in Reading. That's right, folks. For almost a half a century, Gold Leaf Nursery has been your go-to destination for all things garden-related. And to mark this incredible milestone, they're throwing the biggest sale this year. The nursery is blooming with vibrant perennials and annuals, hardy shrubs, succulents, and majestic trees, vegetables, herbs, roses, ground coverings, along with 1 gallon or larger and all bag soil amendments. Their extensive selection ensures that there's something for every taste and style. And don't forget about their premium selection of statuaries, fountains, and bird baths to add that perfect finishing touch. At Gold Leaf Nursery, they're not just about selling plants. They're about cultivating joy, creating memories, and nurturing connections with nature. Come visit them today and let them help turn your outdoor space into a sanctuary you'll love coming home to. Thanks for voting Gold Leaf Nursery best in the North State. Come check them out on Churn Creek Road, 1/4 mile from Airport Road. Open Tuesday through Saturday.
Alrighty, folks, welcome back. It's the bottom of the eighth inning here at Tiger Field. Cam Miramontes is going to be back out onto the mound for TKB Bay Area. And in the last inning, or I should say the top of the inning, TKB was able to score 2 runs. That is more runs in the single inning than they have scored the entire series combined. So in 2.5 games, they were only able to score 1 run, but now in the top of the eighth, they were able to score 2 against Cody Rothall, Colt 45's pitcher, as number 16, Joel Calderon, comes up to the plate against Miramontes. He's going to see a fastball up and in for ball 1. Colt 45's will look to answer back and extend their 2-run lead here. Miramontes winds and delivers. That's going to be a breaking ball, a little too high for ball 2. It'll be 2 balls and no strikes now to Calderon, who takes a practice hack. Here's the pitch. High fastball in there for strike 1. Again, folks, here in the bottom of the eighth inning, Colt 45's lead 4-2. Miramontes winds and delivers. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike 2. And Calderon swung right through that pitch. 2 balls and 2 strikes now as Calderon gets back into the box. Here's the 2-2 pitch. That one's going to be in the dirt behind the feet of Calderon. So the count will fill up. It'll be 3 balls and 2 strikes. Remember, folks, you're listening to KCNR Shasta Redding. So Calderon will step back in the box. Miramontes up on the rubber. Here comes the 3-2 pitch. High fastball, ball 4. So a nice job from Calderon to battle back after going down in the count. And now it's going to be the catcher, Alex Jones, up to the plate. So Jones will come up with no outs. And Calderon leading off first. He's got a chance to do some damage here against TKB. Try to extend that 2-run lead as Miramontes now is going to look down and take the sign from his catcher. Here comes the pitch. Fastball in there for strike 1. And interestingly enough, the catcher, Nathan Bay, is playing off of one knee here, even with a runner on first. He seems confident in his ability to gun him out there. 0-1 pitch on the way. High breaking ball. It'll be a ball and a strike. So 1 ball and 1 strike now to Alex Jones, the catcher, as they're going to get a couple of signs from the manager in the dugout. Miramontes comes set and delivers. Swung on and lifted high into shallow center field. A couple of players converging on it, but it'll be the center fielder in there to make the catch. That's Nathan Davison out there. Sorry, I apologize. That is Trey Silva out there in center field. So Silva comes in and makes the catch on the shallow fly ball from Alex Jones. It'll be 1 out here with Calderon still on first and Brandon Zanny back up to the plate. Miramontes now hoping for that double play to get him out of the inning. Zanny steps up into the box.
Miramontes chips back the runner. Here's the pitch. That one's going to go in the dirt, and a good jump from Calderon. He's going to slide into second base, but they're going to call him out. And now these fans out here once again expressing their disagreement with the out call. Calderon had a great jump off that ball in the dirt. A nice throw from the catcher, Nathan Bay. Apparently catches Calderon out at second. I don't know. I'd have to say he looked pretty safe to me. But umpire definitely had a better angle there. So it'll be a 1-0 count now to Brandon Zanny with two outs as Miramontes delivers a high, high breaking ball for ball two.
And that was the bang-bang play there with Cervantes having those quick hands. Like we said, that throw was right on the money, and all he had to do was just go get the throw and bring it back to get the tag on him, and looked like, according to the umpire, it was in time. But
2-0 pitch. Fastball hits the top of the zone for strike one. So it'll be two balls and a strike to Brandon Zanny as Miramontes winds and delivers. High fastball, ball three. That was going to pop out of the glove of the catcher, Bay. Once again, three balls and a strike. Two outs here in the bottom of the eighth inning. Colt 45's leading TKV 4-2. Now Miramontes will take his sign, winds, and delivers. Swung on and lifted high into shallow right field. Going after it is the second baseman, Kelson. He will get under it and make the catch for out number three. So a shallow pop out ends the inning. And that'll bring us to the top of the ninth, where TKB has one last shot to score a couple of runs. Remember, folks, this game is brought to you by Gold Leaf Nursery. They're open Tuesday through Saturday, so go in and check out their wide variety of trees and plants, flowers, garden decor, and fountains. Located on Churn Creek Road, Gold Leaf Nursery.
Attention all gardening enthusiasts. It's time to celebrate 50 years of greenery and growth at Gold Leaf Nursery in Reading. That's right, folks. For almost a half a century, Gold Leaf Nursery has been your go-to destination for all things garden-related. And to mark this incredible milestone, they're throwing the biggest sale this year. The nursery is blooming with vibrant perennials and annuals, hardy shrubs, succulents, and majestic trees, vegetables, herbs, roses, ground coverings, along with 1 gallon or larger and all bag soil amendments. Their extensive selection ensures that there's something for every taste and style. And don't forget about their premium selection of statuaries, fountains, and bird baths to add that perfect finishing touch. At Gold Leaf Nursery, they're not just about selling plants. They're about cultivating joy, creating memories, and nurturing connections with nature. Come visit them today and let them help turn your outdoor space into a sanctuary you'll love coming home to. Thanks for voting Gold Leaf Nursery best in the North State. Come check them out on Churn Creek Road, 1/4 mile from Airport Road. Open Tuesday through Saturday.
Welcome back, folks. It's the top of the ninth inning here, and this will be the last chance for TKB, Berry of Baseball, to score a couple of runs and potentially tie up this game or take the lead against the Colt 45s, who lead 4-2 here in the top of the inning. It'll be a new pitcher once again, the fourth new pitcher in four innings. It's going to be Brock Vanconi out on the mound trying to get the save here in the top of the ninth. We've seen Vanconi once before the season. He's thrown two innings for the Colt 45s. In those two innings, he had one strikeout and did not allow a run, so he'll be looking to do more of the same here tonight as Alex Jones, the catcher, throws down to second, and we'll get this inning started. It's going to be number 9, Trey Silva, the left fielder, up to the plate now. Silva will step in. He'll be the first batter for Fanconi to face off against here in the top of the inning. Fanconi comes set, delivers. High fastball, great velocity there on that fastball. A little too high, however, as that one is called a ball. 1-0 pitch now on the way. Swung on and grounded sharply to the third baseman, Sutter Moss. He's got it. Throwing over to first is in time for out number one. So a quick out number one for Brock Vanconi. Nice play there from Sutter Moss. It was a hard hit chopper that took a nice bounce right into the glove of Moss, who quickly delivered it on over to first. That was a lined throw. So great arm over at third base for Moss.
Now Fanconi's going to wind and deliver to Nathan Bay, the catcher. That's going to be a fastball in there for strike one. So it'll be no balls and a strike for Nathan Bay.
And he Moss glided right to that. And then the pick at first by Zanny as the second pitch is a little bit upstairs for ball number one.
So it'll be a ball and a strike now as Nathan Bay steps back up to the plate. Now here comes the pitch. Another fastball catches the bottom of the zone for strike two. And you can tell Bay just not really seeing the ball too well out of Fanconi's hands with that really impressive velocity. Fanconi's just been shoving it. 1-2 pitch. Here it is. Fastball, strike three, catches the outside corner. Nathan Bay did not agree with that call. He shakes his head as he walks back to the dugout. But a nice location and some great velocity there from Brock Fanconi as number 75, Jonathan Wright, comes up to the plate. And he will prove to be the last chance here for TKB to get on base or score some runs as he sees a fastball in there for a strike. Brock Fanconi just went out away from the save. A 1 pitch on the way. Swung on, grounded softly up the middle. Vila, the second baseman, has it. Throws on over first for out number 3. So the Colt 45s hold on. A nice half inning of work from Brock Fanconi. He'll come up with the save as Ivan Rodriguez takes the win here tonight. Final score 4-2 here at Tiger Field as the Colt 45s complete their sweep of TKB Bay Area Baseball. That's 6 consecutive wins now to start the season for the Reading Colt 45s, and they'll look to continue that streak later this week. We'll see you on Wednesday, folks. That's the next game here at Tiger Field. Remember, my name is Austin White. I'm here with my colleague, Jacob Green, saying goodnight.
Attention all gardening enthusiasts. It's time to celebrate 50 years of greenery and growth at Gold Leaf Nursery in Reading. That's right, folks. For almost a half a century, Gold Leaf Nursery has been your go-to destination for all things garden-related. And to mark this incredible milestone, they're throwing the biggest sale this year. The nursery is blooming with vibrant perennials and annuals, hardy shrubs, succulents, and majestic trees, vegetables, herbs, roses, ground coverings, along with 1 gallon or larger and all bag soil amendments. Their extensive selection ensures that there's something for every taste and style. And don't forget about their premium selection of statuaries, fountains, and bird baths to add that perfect finishing touch. At Gold Leaf Nursery, they're not just about selling plants. They're about cultivating joy, creating memories, and nurturing connections with nature. Come visit them today and let them help turn your outdoor space into a sanctuary you'll love coming home to. Thanks for voting Gold Leaf Nursery best in the North State. Come check them out on Churn Creek Road, 1/4 mile from Airport Road. Open Tuesday through Saturday.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Attention all gardening enthusiasts. It's time to celebrate 50 years of greenery and growth at Gold Leaf Nursery in Reading. That's right, folks. For almost a half a century, Gold Leaf Nursery has been your go-to destination for all things garden-related. And to mark this incredible milestone, they're throwing the biggest sale this year. The nursery is blooming with vibrant perennials and annuals, hardy shrubs, succulents, and majestic trees, vegetables, herbs, roses, ground coverings, along with 1 gallon or larger and all bag soil amendments. Their extensive selection ensures that there's something for every taste and style. And don't forget about their premium selection of statuaries, fountains, and bird baths to add that perfect finishing touch. At Gold Leaf Nursery, they're not just about selling plants. They're about cultivating joy, creating memories, and nurturing connections with nature. Come visit them today and let them help turn your outdoor space into a sanctuary you'll love coming home to. Thanks for voting Gold Leaf Nursery best in the North State. Come check them out on Churn Creek Road, 1/4 mile from Airport Road. Open Tuesday through Saturday.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Experience luxurious bliss with Pinnacle Cultivators, Redding's premier licensed legacy cultivator, exclusively at the Queen of Dragons in the city of Shasta Lake. Pinnacle's carefully crafted, expertly curated flower guarantees an exceptional experience with rare genetics and distinctive flavors, freshly packaged daily for a genuine farm-to-table experience. Visit 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard or call 530-276-9771 for delivery and hours of operation. Visit queenofdragons.com or follow us on X at the Queen Dragon.
Here at KCNR Radio, we are fortunate to have two well-informed citizens. Hi, I'm Nick Gardner.
And I'm Doug Janke, and we'll give you the inside scoop of news affecting you.
Tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest, Sundays, here, 8 o'clock.
KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and on your AM dial, 1460.
Live from the headquarters of Ramsey Solutions, this is The Ramsey Show. It's where we help you win in your life, specifically with your money, in your work, and in your relationships. The phone number to jump in is 888-825-5225. That's 888-825-5225. I'm Ken Coleman, joined by George Camel. We're Ramsey Personalities, and we are your guides this hour. George will help you out on the money questions. I'll weigh in. I'll take any work-related questions. You're feeling stuck, but you're in the baby steps. Can I move? Do I start a side hustle? What do I do to bring in more income? Think of me as just the bigger shovel guy. Shall we say that, George?
What does that make me?
Well,
chop liver.
No, you're the financial guru. You're the guy.
I don't know about anyone. I don't want to be anyone's guru, but I see where you're going with this.
All right. The point is, people are going, okay, they're new to the show. Okay, where's Dave?
Money and work.
Money and work, and that's what we're going to do today. We're going to help you out there. So let's get started. Heather is waiting for us in Oklahoma City. Oklahoma, Heather, how can we help?
Hi. Okay, so my question is, my husband and I are currently on baby step two, and so a little over $700 a month is going toward our debt payments. So once we get done with baby step two and then also have our fully funded emergency fund, then the next step is doing 15% towards retirement. But 15% towards retirement is like over $800 a month. So part of how I got my husband on board with this was telling him like, oh, look, this is an extra $700 we're going to have per month once all of this is paid off. But actually now that's just going to be going towards retirement. So if we can barely afford our debt payment, how are we going to be able to afford to put even more than that towards retirement?
Well, I would take a good hard look at this budget and go, where are these money leaks happening? Because sometimes it's an income problem, and that's where our friend Ken Coleman comes in handy to go, let's increase the income. Because truthfully, 15%, even without debt for some people, it's too tight. Now, if you've got a dollar for every name and you're still accomplishing all your financial goals, it's okay. It's good to have a zero-based budget where every dollar has an assignment and there's not – you know, $1,000 extra of fund money sitting around. But if you're telling me that just paying your normal bills and investing 15% creates zero extra margin for, let's say, saving for college or paying off the house early, that tells me we might have an income problem.
Mm-hmm.
Which one is it for you? Do you think you have some expenses that are also hanging out, or is it both?
I don't think it's much expenses. I mean, I don't use your guys' budgeting program, but I do use the YNAB, You Need a Budget program. And so I'm very aware of our expenses and all of that, and everything gets a job and is accounted for. It could be an income problem, but I'm not really sure how we can make more money. Like, my husband works 50 to 60 hours a week.
What's he make doing that?
About $60,000 a year.
What is he doing?
He works for a dairy processing plant.
Doing what?
Just like running the line and loading the trucks and things like that.
Okay, so what would you call that? Is that like a manufacturing, I guess, manufacturing milk?
Yeah.
Okay. And how long has he been doing that?
Almost 12 years.
Okay, and then tell us about what's your salary and what are you doing?
I'm working part-time from home doing data entry, and one of the reasons why, and so the reason I need something flexible like that is because we have five children,
five
young children, and two of them are special needs, and so, like, gotcha. I need to be able to take them to their appointments and things like that.
Okay, so, and your husband's working, did you say 50 to 60 hours a week?
Yes.
Wow.
And so he makes, like, I think $22 an hour, and then anything above 40 hours is overtime. And then he's even, like, Ubering some nights after he gets off work. There's days that, like, I don't even see him.
Oh, okay.
Is there room for growth in this field where he can be making $25, $30, $35 an hour in your area? Working in maybe management?
The management is salary, and he has said he doesn't want to do salary because then they can just have you there all the time.
More than 60 hours? He's already there all the time. So
yeah,
if he can be there 60 hours and make 80 or 100, I would rather that.
Is he not in
some... I don't know how much more the managers make.
My question. If I were sitting with him today, I would say, okay, based on your skill and your experience, what is transferable out of that industry that he's in, or specifically that type of company, where he could, I mean, he's got, my guess is he's got a lot of skill and a lot of experience that would be transferable to where he could be making $75,000, $80,000. What does the path look like to that? Now, that may take some time, but it may not. And I think many times it's very intimidating for somebody in his shoes. He's been doing this for 10 years and he wonders, am I limited? Is it scary to look out? But it doesn't require him to take a risk to look, to talk. I would at least start looking and start talking to see what's out there, because it is possible, I believe, on the surface, Heather, for your husband to be getting a nice boost right now, and that would be a game changer based on what you and George have figured out. We got to get some more income, but not the kind of income that's backbreaking like Uber. He's already working crazy hours, and there's just not a great return on time with a role like Uber in your situation, in your area. That's my guess. Is that correct?
Yeah, I mean, he maybe $10 to $20 an hour, maybe, like 20 is at best.
Yeah, that's not worth it.
$10 an hour Ubering.
What are you bringing in with your part-time work?
$25 an hour, 15 hours a week.
So you're making more money than he is.
That's right.
On an hourly basis.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think that's our room for growth. I think he treats this like a full-time job. I really do. I think I would do less Uber over the next 2 or 3, 4 weeks. And I would spend that time connecting with people, coffees, talking to people, going, hey, I'm looking to kind of to level up. And I just think he needs to be making well more than $60,000, and I think he can. I think there's a path to that.
What's your mortgage payment?
$1,200.
Okay. So it's fairly reasonable considering the income, but I still think, you know, with five kids, you're just going to have more expenses, and there's going to be less to put away for college. And so that's why the only way here, if you've already cut down all the expenses you can, it doesn't sound like you guys are living super luxurious, frivolous lifestyles here. And so the only other option is we got to make more if we can't spend any less.
Yeah. Okay,
but you guys should be able
I
to do
that.
With you making 25 an hour, 15 hours a week, plus his 60, there's got to be some room here. So I'm going to take a second look at the budget, do a little budget audit, and see, can we do any better? Can we reshop our insurance through Xander? Because we might save $200 a month, just like that.
Mm-hmm.
So you can do all kinds of things. Are you getting a tax refund every year? Maybe we should, you know, increase our tax withholding or decrease it, depending on the situation, in order to have more cash flow every month.
Yep. But I will tell you, Heather, I mean, I wish I could take your husband on full time. I believe we could get him into a $80,000 with a path to six figures. That's what we've got to be thinking about. And here's what we're going to do. I'm going to give you the Get Clear Career Assessment. Hang on the line. This is a wonderful tool. It's my gift, taking about 15 to 20 minutes max. is going to spit out a purpose statement, which is essentially a job description, showing him what he does best, what he loves to do most, and what results motivate him. And I think it's going to show him some things he's not seen before. I'll also give you the book, From Paycheck to Purpose, which is like the guide up the top of the mountain that the assessment points out. Both of those products coming your way, early Christmas present. I want to see him dream and then put some steps towards doing what it takes to get a sizable pay raise, which changes your life. You guys are good people. You're going to win. Hang in there. Don't move. More Ramsey Show and your calls coming up.
I want to tell you a true story. I got a letter from Fran in Virginia once. She and her husband, Gary, were loaded down with debt. They decided to get serious and worked for over 2 years to pay off $65,000. They were able to buy their dream home. Gary had just started a new job and things were looking really good. 6 months later, Gary unexpectedly died. Wow. Tears my heart out. Besides the grief and shock, Fran had no income, was on her own, and her Social Security benefits couldn't pay the mortgage. Talk about feeling lost and alone. The only good part of this story is that Gary had term life insurance through Zander, so Fran was able to deal with her grief without being overwhelmed with money issues. Sad story, but I share it with you to make a point. For over 25 years, I've been telling you about the importance of term life insurance and protecting your family. Having life insurance is what responsible people do for their families. It's why I tell you every day to go to Zander.com or call them at 800-356-4282.
What up? Dr. John Deloney here. Look, the holidays are mayhem, so remember to take care of yourself, and taking care of yourself starts with a good night's sleep. And good night's sleep starts with a great mattress. Right now, DreamCloud is running their biggest offer of all time. 40% off all mattresses, plus an additional $50 in savings by using promo code John Deloney. Visit DreamCloudSleep.com and enter promo code John Deloney. That's DreamCloudSleep.com with code John Deloney.
Protect your holiday gifts from theft with SimpliSafe. Right now, you can get up to 50% off a new SimpliSafe system named Best Home Security of 2023 by U.S. News and World Report. It's comprehensive protection with industry-leading 24/7 professional monitoring for just $1 a day, less than half the cost of traditional home security. Get up to 50% off today at SimpliSafeDirect.com. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
2022 was a year of financial hurdles for most Americans. Mortgage interest rates rose, an economic recession began. The government made more empty promises to forgive student loan debt, but Americans still returned to credit cards and trusted the government to bail them out. Meanwhile, credit card debt continues to rise by the billions, and Congress grows wealthier by the minute. Now, here at Ramsey Solutions, we know this is not a plan that wins, and that's why we are on a mission to bring hope to the hopeless. We want to help people build real wealth, do work they love, and create connected relationships. And we need people like you to help us. We have open roles on our marketing, technology, and sales teams. And we offer financial, developmental, and health benefits to help you live a balanced life while doing life-changing work. Want to join the crusade? Well, go check out all of our open roles at RamseySolutions.com/careers and apply today. Again, that's RamseySolutions.com/careers.
Hey, folks, Dave Ramsey here. Do you ever get to the end of the month and have no idea where all your money went? Have you ever avoided looking in your bank account because you were so scared of what you might see? Between trying to keep up with payment after payment and the million other things you need to do, you might feel like you're spinning out of control. I remember that feeling. But you don't have to live like that ever again. You can take control of your money and finally get some peace back in your life. And it all starts with Financial Peace University. In this 9-lesson course, you'll learn step-by-step how to pay off debt fast, save money, and build wealth for your future. Nearly 10 million people have worked this plan, and now they have no payments. They have cash in the bank, they're not worried about money, and this plan will work for you. Now it's your turn. To get started with Financial Peace University, just go to RamseySolutions.com/FPU. That's RamseySolutions.com/FPU.
We Welcome back to the Ramsey Show. I'm Ken Coleman. George Camel joins me. We're your guides this hour. We're here to help you win. We're going to give you some hope-filled, practical advice to help you win with your money, your work, and your relationships. George is our money guru, and I'm going to help you out in the area of work so that you're making more money. George is going to help you keep more money. So we're happy to take any of those calls. We got a new year coming up, George, so people are thinking about, do I stay? Do I go? As it relates to making a career move. So, hey, we'll talk to you about any of that stuff. We're going to start it off with Nathan in Sacramento, California. Nathan, how can we help?
Hi. Well, my wife and I, we have had some money discussions recently because I was living check to check. We were living check to check, and I recently lost my job.
Oh, no. And, what happened?
Well, it's a company that was going through some changes, and within the technology industry where I've had a lot of experience, there have been a lot of changes lately. So
yeah,
I was one of those changes.
Well, listen, you're not alone. Spotify just announced massive layoffs today, interestingly enough. So that happens in tech companies. They staff up, then they staff down. And I just want to acknowledge something, Nathan, that we know from psychology research that when someone loses a job, either laid off or fired, that it has the same emotional effect of losing a loved one. So, you know, that's a tough thing, and I want to acknowledge that. And I've been fired, and I've been laid off. So welcome to the club. Head up. You're going to be okay. What kind of work was it specifically in technology?
I was the head of a recruiting department.
Really? Okay, so more on the HR side of things?
Yep. Yeah, we would hire engineers and everyone else that you would need for software companies.
Okay. Cool. So you know this. You know what's going on. You have a good idea of the landscape. Is that true?
Absolutely. Yep. Okay. I've been doing it for about 15 years.
And what's great is your skills are very transferable to any company
that
does HR and recruiting, which is every company.
Oh.
So I believe you're going to bounce back quickly, but let's talk about where you're at right now. How are you guys keeping the lights on? Is there other income? Is there severance?
Yep. So I did receive a severance, and that's also why I'm calling. We do have quite a lot of debt, and we are trying to figure out what we should prioritize here over the next couple months. When it comes to the industry, a lot of my colleagues have had changes over the last several months, and my concern is how quickly I can actually get back up on my feet. And so my wife and I are having a discussion as to whether we would want to save the money or to use that to pay off debt, and we're trying to figure out if we should wait or pay things off now, and then in what order we should do that.
Well, you know I'm a big fan of debt payoff, but this is one of those times where we would call this storm mode, where you want to just pause and stack up as much cash as possible to weather the storm before we go make any financial moves, and that includes paying off debt.
Okay.
So the goal right now is let's maintain. Let's keep the lights on, food, utilities, shelter, transportation. That's your A1. If nothing else gets paid, those get paid. And then minimum payments on all of your debt, until we can figure this out, figure out what the next step is. Is your wife working outside the home?
No, she's not. I've made a commitment to provide for the family, and she's taking care of our son.
Okay.
How old is the son?
He is going to be 12 in a couple weeks here.
12?
Yes.
Hey, listen, I'm going to jump in real fast. Just as George said, there are times where we kind of deal with the snowball. I think there's times where we have to maybe be flexible with some principles and commitments. And I love the fact that you said, I've made a commitment that my wife work from home. But you got a 12-year-old, not a 12-week-old, not a 12-month-old. And maybe for a season she's working at least part-time. Maybe she's working full-time. I think this is a real discussion. And I think I would not be authentic to what I believe if I didn't jump in and tell you that. I'm just going to leave that there, not trying to convince you. But I think for a season, maybe we need to consider her going back to work.
Thank you. I appreciate that advice.
So what's your plan currently? Let's say you don't get land an HR job for the next 3 months. Are you going to just burn through the severance?
That's not the plan for me right now. I am working every day looking for a new opportunity, and I'm also basically starting my own business. So putting up a shingle and reaching out to contacts for either work and or offering my services. So definitely.
Like HR consulting or what?
HR consulting, recruiting consulting. I've also had to run some HR layoffs recently as well. And so I've been on both sides of the table. And unfortunately, there are a lot of reorganizations going, so I can help with that as well.
So on top of, you know, hitting up your LinkedIn crew, unfortunately, that doesn't pay the bills. So we need to do something that is actually creating an income right now, even if that's working retail. And that might mean swallowing our pride and going, I'm going to do whatever it takes to make that $20-25 an hour to keep the lights on this month.
Okay.
So what's the severance? How much do you guys have in the bank right now?
Yep. So the severance is 2 months worth of pay, and it's going to be gone in 2 months. So,
and you have no savings?
The exact amount. The savings is very minimal. I have my 401k, but I don't want to really cash that out right now.
Okay. So yeah, give us a number. How much money are you going to have in the bank?
Yep. We have $30,000 right now.
And that will only get you by for 2 months?
$15,000 for monthly expenses.
How?
We have a lot of debt, and I was making a lot of money. So
you guys have a car you can sell?
We do, actually. It's on our list.
I think that needs to get sold today. How much money were you making?
I was making $190,000 a year.
And what's the total debt load?
We have a mortgage that is at $480,000 with the second at $80,000. And then we have about $60,000 in credit cards and about $60,000 in loans.
And the car loan, $60,000?
The car loan is separate. That is at $30,000.
What's the other $60,000 in loans you said after the credit cards?
Those were debt consolidation loans, so credit card consolidation loans. And then we were dumb and ran up the cards again.
Man, you guys make way too much money to be this broke. This is a sad wake-up call. I wish you didn't have to land this way with the layoff, but I hope this is your I've had it moment. Well, you guys start looking at these numbers, and you're scared. And that's a good thing because it means you're never going to be in this position again. And that means doing hard things like selling the car. Because we were living La Vida Loca, living this fake lifestyle that we couldn't keep up with. And life happened. And we had a stay-at-home spouse, and that adds... You know, the consequence of that is it adds risk. If you lose one income, you lose all the income. So I think we have to make some more sacrificial changes, and we're going to start with selling the cars and getting beaters to get by.
And I'm now going to say I think the wife needs to work full time. The 12-year-old can let himself in after school.
Is the 12-year-old in school right now full time?
He is. He is, and he can let himself in.
Okay. Yes. Hey, man, let me tell you something. I hope you're receiving this with the right spirit, but it's time for her to work. I mean, it doesn't have to be forever, but that is a game changer.
Maybe 3 months from now, you're back to making $200,000. But even then, you guys have a giant pile of debt to clean up, so maybe she works until we're totally debt-free.
100%.
Because living in that area, you know, the Bay Area is where you're at, Sacramento, where are you at?
Pretty close. I can drive to the Bay Area today. So
life ain't getting any cheaper out there. And so this is a scary moment where you go, are we going to have to move? If we can't sustain this lifestyle out here, you know, that's a tough spot to be in. So I would just have some hard conversations with your wife and say, honey, you know, I wanted you to be able to stay home full time forever. Right now, here's the sacrifices we're going to have to make. We have to sell the cars. You're going to go back to work for a little bit. And I'm going to work my hardest to land that job again to where we can get some stability in place.
Yep.
Okay.
You got it, Nathan. There are your marching orders. I mean, this is doable. I mean, it's not impossible, but I can't stress this enough. I was on Wharton Business Radio this morning, and a guy asked me, the host said, what would you say to people who've been laid off? And the first thing I'd say is that you got to heal. You got to have a day or two of just kind of
cry it out,
hang around friends and family, get all the support necessary. But you're getting back to some type of work immediately. Don't sit. The best thing to kind of recovering from this emotionally is getting busy, keeping some income coming in, because the worst thing that can happen after getting laid off or fired is to feel the financial pinch. That makes everything else worse, George.
Yeah. Well, you know what, Ken? This is going to be, for our friend Nathan, it's going to be a comma, not a coma. And he has to remember that. Don't get stuck. You're going to move on, man. You'll get there.
Get busy. Keep bringing money in. Do whatever it takes, and then it's going to get better. All right, good stuff. Thanks for the call, Nathan. We're cheering for you here. He's George Campbell. I'm Ken Coleman, and you're listening to The Ramsey Show.
Hey, guys, it's Rachel Cruz. As a natural spender, I love getting some extra cash to splurge a little. That's why I'm so excited to announce the Ramsey Christmas Cash Giveaway is back. It's your chance to win one of our weekly $500 prizes or the $5,000 grand prize. Just go to RamseySolutions.com/giveaway and increase your chances of winning by entering daily. And while you're there, make sure to check out our brand new meaningful gifts for everyone on your list. You can find my kids' book all about contentment called I'm Glad for What I Have. Or you can grab the new editions of Dr. John Deloney's Questions for Humans to help get the holiday conversations going. Both start at just $10. But you guys, I've got you covered as well. Get that special lady something amazing with our 2024 Ramsey Goal Planner and the Rachel Cruz Wallet in a limited edition navy color. But don't wait until Christmas Eve because these are sure to sell out. So head over to RamseySolutions.com/store and get shopping. Hey guys, Rachel Cruz here. And I've read study after study showing that your relationships, health, decision-making skills, kindness, and even sleep can be better with gratitude. Plus, I've experienced this in my own life, which is why I'm so passionate about helping people find gratitude and contentment in their daily lives. One of the best ways to do this is through journaling. That's why I created the Contentment Journal. The Contentment Journal is a 90-day guided journal with thought-provoking daily prompts. Day by day, week by week, this journal will leave you feeling more thankful and hopeful. For the first 30 days, we'll focus on gratitude to recognize the blessings in your life. The next 30 days will focus on humility and becoming others-centered. And the last 30 days will focus on contentment and finding true, lasting happiness. You guys, contentment is a place where you can get to emotionally and spiritually, not financially. So go to the online store at RamseySolutions.com to get your copy of the Contentment Journal.
Are you wondering where your money goes every month? You work too hard to be living paycheck to paycheck. It's time to get gazelle intense about making a change, and we want to help you build a future you can be excited about. Our all-time best-selling book, The Total Money Makeover, is going to help you take control of your money. You'll learn 7 organized, easy-to-follow steps that will lead you out of debt, help you build wealth, and secure your future. Plus, you'll be inspired by the real-life stories from folks just like you who have learned how to put these principles into action and change their family tree. I've heard so many debt-free screams over the years from people that won with money, and so many of them started with this book. So what are you waiting for? It's time for your total money makeover. Get it today in the online store at RamseySolutions.com. Or call us at 888-22-PEACE. That's RamseySolutions.com or 888-227-3223.
Imagine being excited about Mondays. What if, instead of waking up depressed and discouraged, you were actually excited for work? Knowing your purpose is the key to escaping your meaningless 9-to-5, to increasing your income, and to finding work you love. That's why I created the Get Clear Assessment, to help you discover what you do best, what work you love to do, and the results that fire you up, and jobs that would be a tremendous fit for you. After completing this quick assessment, you'll finally learn what truly drives you, so Mondays don't have to suck ever again. The assessment will help you create a purpose statement, so you can discover countless ways to do meaningful work in your career. The truth is, nothing's going to change until you decide to take action, and don't just take it from me. With over 100 five-star reviews, people just like you are getting clear on what they were born to do and finding work that gives them purpose. To order your Get Clear assessment, go to RamseySolutions.com today.
Hey, homeschool parents, make 2023 the year your teen learns how to handle their money the right way. You know, stuff like how to budget, how to save, stay out of debt, pay cash for college. They'll learn all of that and more with Foundations in Personal Finance. It's the homeschool curriculum we put together here at Ramsey, and it covers all the life-changing principles we teach on the show, organized in one place for your family. You'll get everything you need to confidently teach your teens about money. That means lesson plans, activities, and transcripts. It's all included. Parents, you're on a mission to raise teens who know how to win with money, no matter what life throws at them. And this curriculum is here to help you do just that. Let's get to it. Check out Foundations in Personal Finance today. Go to RamseySolutions.com/homeschool to learn more. That's RamseySolutions.com /homeschool.
Hey, folks, it's Dr. John Deloney from The Ramsey Show. Listen, you and me and literally everyone else on the planet has felt anxious or burned out at some point. The thing is, most of us don't know how to recognize anxiety, let alone how to deal with it. Because honestly, it can look different for everyone. That's why I'm excited to announce my new book, Building a Non-Anxious Life, is available right now. It's my way of sitting down with every one of you one-on-one. We'll walk through the 6 daily choices you can make to start choosing a more peaceful, joyful life. No matter your starting point, this book will help you learn and apply simple, doable techniques so you can begin the journey toward real, lasting change. Because I believe nothing, especially anxiety, should hold us back from being well. Let's do this together. Get your copy of Building a Non-Anxious Life today for just $20 at RamseySolutions.com/store. That's RamseySolutions.com/store.
Welcome back to The Ramsey Show. I'm Ken Coleman. George Campbell joins me. We're here for you this hour. The phone number is 888-825-5225, 888-825-5225. George, I was with Rachel on Friday, and at one point, coming back from the break, I mentioned that it was a toll-free number, and she made fun of me, and now I'm getting hit on Instagram.
You might as well have mentioned, hey, go to your nearest payphone and give us a ring.
Yeah, some guy on Instagram was like, oh, yeah, yeah, from the payphone, the toll-free number from your home phone, all of the things. So, got to work on the old man references here.
I like that you remind us of what a different time we live in.
I think that's
based
what
on how you grew
I think
up.
That's what I'm unwittingly doing. That's the sad part. But we're still helping people, no matter if it's toll free
and
or not.
To your credit, there is no toll. It's
Thank
a free
you.
Show, which is amazing.
I know. I'm just trying to keep the young kids attached. Let's go to Hayden, who's in Lansing, Michigan. Hayden, how can we help?
Hey guys. First off, I wish you understood the impact you've had on my house in the last 12 months. You have flipped the place upside down, and that's the reason for my call.
Wow.
My wife and I have been married for 2 years now, brought a little baby girl in the spring. And before that, we have kept our money separate. She had her account. I had mine. She paid these bills. I paid these. Well, in the last 90 days, we've knocked our heads together enough that we're ready to merge everything together, and we're just looking for some guidance. We're in baby step two. Over the last 6 months, we've cleared out probably $40,000. We got another 30 or 40 to go before we start getting crazy with the house. We were your typical middle-class Americans. We had 0% this and 0% that and credit card here. And, that's all stopped. We did some plastic surgery and, we're on a better path because of you guys. I walked away from a 10-year career, thanks to you, John, and not entirely because of you. You gave me the courage to do it, but, it's been a whirlwind of 12 months, and we want to just keep doing the right thing and merge our finances the right way.
Cool. Well, I'm glad you called. Sounds like you're ready for some more life change. You guys have already been at it, but you're saying we're ready to fully combine. What does that mean?
So she has a checking and savings. I have a checking and savings. She pays some of the smaller bills. She's a stay-at-home mom with a side business that keeps her busy. I'm a full-time sales guy making anywhere from 100 to 150 a year. So
nice.
I pay the mortgage, you know, the big stuff. She kind of takes the little stuff, but I hate that. I don't want to do that anymore. Is it as simple as just open a savings and a checking, put both our names on it and push everything in one bucket? You know, should she have her account for play money? I have mine for play money.
It's just, this you simple. Know. You can actually make your account into a joint account. So you don't even have to go make a new account. You just go to the bank and say, hello, we'd like to make this a joint account instead of just mine, and then she can shut her accounts down, and you guys just use one checking and one savings, and that's it.
That's exactly what we did last week. The only hang up there, we have her car that we're both paying on very quickly to make it go away. That's on her account, so we can't kill hers yet because we got to pay that car off because we don't want to refi it. We got a great interest rate at what it is.
But where does it get paid from?
She takes her side business money, and that is her sole bill today. I have taken over pretty much
everything. I'm confused. Can't you just pay that car loan from this other bank account starting tomorrow?
We could, yes, but you can't close the account.
I'm not asking you to close the loan account, but you're saying it's tied to that bank account?
It is tied, yeah.
I don't know. I think you can just pay that loan from this different checking account. It's not tied to the checking account.
I think you're correct.
So yeah. I don't think there's any excuses left. I mean, you guys are done living like roommates. Combine it all. And you asked about what about his money and her money. Just in your budget, there's a line item for Hayden's fund money. And that gets spent from the same checking account. And when your money runs out, it's out. And so, if anything, it's going to create more accountability as you guys get on that budget together. It sounds like you haven't been making one budget, using every dollar, for example.
We just downloaded every dollar. We just dug into it. We laid everything out, what comes out every month, when it does. So we're probably halfway through a budget, I would say.
Okay, I'm going to hook you up with Every Dollar Premium that will actually connect to your bank account, which is going to make this whole process a whole lot easier. Would you use it if I gifted it to you?
Without a doubt.
Okay, wonderful. Hang on the line. We're going to gift you 1 year of Every Dollar. You guys are going to get together on a weekly basis right now and just take a look at the budget. And before the month begins, you're going to make a new budget and go, what's coming up this month? And that level of communication and alignment is going to take out all the money fights, and it's going to take away all the stress of button heads on whose money is this. And it's not her car loan. You have a car loan, my friend. And so the sooner you guys get aligned on that, the sooner you're going to make progress even more than you have recently. So I'm proud of you guys. That's a big step, Ken. Yeah. It's a big paradigm shift to make for couples out there who are so used to, well, this is my money, and, well, that's her money because she's got her little business. Let her have that money.
Yeah.
I don't subscribe to that.
Well, I think anybody out there that's been married for any amount of time knows that money can cause a lot of stress issues. You've probably seen the data about how it's probably the number one issue of stress in a marriage. And one of the things that when we're separated on money, that being in the same account and then on the same page does is remove all that. There is unity. And that's a huge deal for your marriage, not just for your money. So really important step. Love taking a call like that where they say, we've just made massive amount of changes in 12 months, which is the best way to do something like this.
Yeah.
You know, when you got to take on massive change, whether it be in your physical life, your relationship life, your money life, your work life, just get after it. Go ahead and make the change and go. So I love that. All right, let's go to Kansas City where Troy joins us. Troy, how can we help?
Hey, guys. Appreciate you taking my call.
Sure.
Just wanted to ask you quickly. So I'm 33. My wife's 32. We are going to be able to pay off our house here in the next probably month and a half to 2 months.
Awesome.
Just depending on what our expenses are. But really what we're looking for is the next steps, right? Neither of us are very comfortable or experienced in investing, and we're looking for what would be a good strategy for us being the age we are, you know, kind of what we should be looking into and what we should be putting our money into.
Fantastic. You guys are crushing it, man. You're going to be in your early 30s without a house payment, which means baby step 7, which means instead of investing 15%, you can increase that. And you're going, hey, what do we do now as far as investing?
Sure. Yep, exactly.
Cool. What's your current retirement options through your employers?
Yeah, so me currently, I get a 4% match. I've had that maxed out since I've been working, you know, just a 4%. But, you know, I haven't personally been doing the 15%. My wife is closer to that. She also gets the 4% match, but I can't remember what she also gets, like an 8% match for some sort of stock ownership, I believe.
Okay. So let's get some clarity on what all the options are, and then you're going to filter it through this really simple strategy. Match beats Roth beats traditional. So if you both have a match, let's invest at least up to the match. If you guys have Roth options, like a Roth IRA, let's max those out for the year. Beyond that, you can go back to the traditional side. Now, if you max out all of that, including an HSA, if you guys have a health savings account, which you can invest through, then you might want to look into a taxable brokerage account outside of retirement.
Okay.
Did any of that click, or are you like, what the heck did he just say?
Yeah, no, I do believe, well, my wife does have Roth currently through her work as an option, so I know that is an option for her. I don't, so I've been kicking around the idea of getting one, you know, outside of my employment.
What kind of account do you have through your employer?
I just have the 401k.
A traditional 401k. They don't have a Roth option for that?
Correct.
Okay. Right. Okay, so for you, you might go max out the Roth IRA and then go back to the traditional 401k and max that out. But that would be my goal for you guys is, can we max out all of our retirement options that are tax advantage for the year? That's a really great goal to have. Because if you both do, what's your household income?
Yeah, so I make, just depending on the bonus for the year, I make around 120 to 150 a year, and my wife is right around the 100,000 a year.
Oh my gosh, you guys are amazing. So you're making $250,000, about to have no house payment. You absolutely, both of you should be maxing out those 401ks, maxing out an IRA. If your income is above the threshold, you can look into something called a backdoor Roth IRA. And your next step, because I can tell you need some homework here, you need someone to walk you through this, give you some perspective on the stock market.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Reading with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wing Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jason Walker. Former President Donald Trump's conviction is poised to become an election rally cry. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
Donald Trump and Joe Biden don't agree on much, but they both are emphasizing the importance of this year's presidential election in light of Thursday's historic conviction. President Biden said the only way to keep Donald Trump out of the Oval Office is at the ballot box. And Trump himself said,
the real verdict is going to be November 5th by the people.
Greg Clugston, New York.
A looming battle concerning EVs. Donald Trump and Republicans say that President Biden's policy to promote electric vehicles is unfair for consumers and amounts to government overreach, and a recent survey supports Trump's message. Also, at townhall.com, the International Monetary Fund has upgraded its forecast for China's economy while warning that reforms are needed to sustain growth.
The IMF says the world's second largest economy will likely grow at a 5% annual rate this year. That's based on China's growth in the first quarter and recent moves to support the property sector. But it warned in a report that attaining sustained high-quality growth requires building stronger social safety nets to enable Chinese consumers to spend more.
That is correspondent Jeremy House. Now, the IMF also says Beijing should scale back subsidies and other, quote, distortive policies that support manufacturing at the expense of other industries. Wall Street opens in the morning with a kick after finishing another push higher Friday. During that session, the Dow climbed to more than 575 points, and Treasury yields eased in the bond market after data showed the Reserve's preferred measure for inflation held steady. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Well, all the weather's warming up, and summer's just around the corner. Everyone has a favorite outdoor activity. Golf, bike riding, bird watching, long walks. Ask 100 people, you'll get 100 answers. But if everyday aches and pains are keeping you on the sidelines, I have one answer. Relief Factor. Relief Factor is a 100% drug-free daily supplement that helps your body fight pain naturally. Developed by doctors, Relief Factor uses a unique formula of natural ingredients. It doesn't just mask pain, it helps reduce or even eliminate it. Wherever you're hurting, back, neck, joints, or muscles, in 3 weeks or less, you'll start to feel the difference all day, every day. So whatever you like to do, swimming, pickleball, hanging out in the garden, Relief Factor can help you feel good again and let you enjoy all your favorite outdoor activities all summer long. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF and save on your first order. That's 1-800, the number 4-RELIEF. Fight pain naturally with Relief Factor.
There is promising news today in the battle against several different forms of cancer, basically saying that treatment may not always need to be that aggressive. Correspondent Jackie Quinn has the latest on this growing story.
Research is suggesting that scaling back treatment for some cancers could make life easier for patients without hurting their outcome. The research is part of a long-term trend toward doing less surgery, less chemotherapy, and less radiation to see if it helps patients live longer and feel better. International cancer experts meeting in Chicago have been reporting their findings for those with ovarian or esophageal cancer and Hodgkin lymphoma. They say advances in medicines over the past 30 years are helping to reduce the amount of treatment needed. One observer, Dr. William Nelson at the Johns Hopkins School of Medicine, says cancer treatment is now bringing fewer short- and long-term complications. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Tough times for the nation's bicycle shops.
Early in the pandemic, a surge of interest in cycling pushed sales up 64% to $5.4 billion in 2020, according to the retail tracking service Circana. The boom didn't last. Hobbled by pandemic-related supply chain issues, the shop sold all their bikes and had trouble restocking. Now inventory has caught up, but fewer people need new bikes. It all adds up to a tough environment for retailers, although there are a few bright spots like gravel and e-bikes. John Scott reporting.
Healthcare delivery experts say patients in the United States need more help in dealing with a system that is growing very complex these days, growing insurance complications, doctor and drug shortages, and a lack of communication make life rough for anybody who's really sick. More on these stories at townhall.com.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Redding, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Headquarters of Ramsey Solutions, it's The Ramsey Show, where we help people build wealth, do work that they love, and create amazing relationships. I'm George Campbell, joined by my good pal, Dr. John Deloney, and we are here to serve you, America. Give us a call at 888-825-5225, and we'll talk about your life and your money. Ashley is going to kick us off in Denver this hour. Ashley, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Absolutely. How can we help?
This question is mostly about my daughter, and we're trying to figure out how to help her. She is 20 years old, and she lives in a different state than us, mostly just because of pretty expensive here. But she's really struggling. We're talking debt up the wazoo, and we're having some issues with some drugs, as well as making some poor choices where we have been in jail for short periods of time. And we just don't know what to do. We want to help her. I mean, she calls me every week to talk. But I know giving her money financially is not a smart thing because it won't get used appropriately.
Is she asking for money on these calls?
She's mentioned it, and at this point she stopped asking because we don't have it to give her. We're still working through Ramsey's baby steps ourselves. And I said, honey, we don't have that kind of money. And if you really look at your finances, you will find the money. It's just about how you budget.
What is she doing right now? Is she in school? Is she working?
She was in school for a year, and she dropped out saying it wasn't for her, which is fine. Not everybody needs a four-year college degree. I believe that wholeheartedly. But she's working on a farm now, and she loves it.
Is she still actively using?
Yes.
Okay. Unfortunately, and I wish I could give you different news, it's any sort of life change or behavior change is going to, or relationship change will have to come on the back end of her choosing to not be using anymore.
Yeah. And I know what she was using was legal in Colorado, but it's not really legal everywhere, and she just doesn't want to give it up.
Okay.
And I think it's causing some behavior.
Yeah, well, yeah, of course. And so the only way I've seen people have effective relationships moving forward is that y'all meet somehow in person, whether she comes home to visit you for the holidays or you fly out there, you drive out there, and you take her out. And I say this all the time, and people kind of roll their eyes. The reason I tell people to take somebody that they love when they have to have a difficult conversation to breakfast is twofold. Number one, it changes the environment. If you have a conversation in your house, the same old house that you got in trouble at when you were a kid or what, it just changes the dynamic. And there's a lot of literature about the psychological shift when you're in a different environment. That's number one. Number two, if you wait till dinner, you get these marathon conversations that don't end till 10 or 11 or 12 at night. If you start at breakfast, the sun is up. It's 8 in the morning, it's 9 in the morning, it's 10 in the morning, and we can talk for a while and it's still sunshine outside. It still feels like there's some optimism and hope, okay? But I think you have the conversation and say, me and your dad have decided we can help in this way or that way. That might be she can come live with you while she goes to rehab. She can she can keep working on this farm and y'all will support X, Y, or Z if she wants to, whatever y'all decide. But it only comes on the back of she goes through some sort of treatment program or goes to meet with a group. And then she gets to hold all of the relational cards. And so the way you phrase it is, we don't work well without you being whole and well. And you get to choose whether you want to be whole or well and with us or not. It will break our heart if you choose something else, but you get to do that because you're an adult. And that way she can't say, they kicked me out. They don't love me. I did this thing and they drew a line. No, you chose it. And I'm so heartbroken. We'll be right here when you get back. We love you, love you, love you, love you.
Yeah.
That's the only way I've ever seen that be successful. And then you and your husband have to grieve and weep bitterly because one of the people you love more than anything on planet Earth is an adult, and adults have access to poor decisions, and it's heartbreaking to see adults that we love making decisions that we know are destroying their lives.
Yeah. I know it looks like she may be going back to jail, and we've talked about this, like she'll lose everything.
Yeah.
We've talked about going out there and getting a storage unit and helping her pack it up just because we're like, what do we do? Like, we can't not sit. Like, we don't have control over that part. But talking with her and just saying, we will pay for a storage unit for this many months, but after that.
It sounds like you're more stressed about this than she is. What has the conversation been like on her side? Because it doesn't sound like she really wants to change her life at this point.
Anytime she's gotten into trouble, she'll call me really upset.
What does in trouble mean?
I know when,
financially,
she's gotten pulled
with
over.
The cops?
With the cops, financially. After she got out of jail, she called me and said, I don't know what to do.
And contrary to popular belief or what your friends might tell you, telling her, if you're sober, come home right now. I'll come get you. I'll get you a flight. You can't bring drugs into my house, and you can't come into my house if you're not of sound body and mind. But if you're sober, come home. That's okay. I don't think that's enabling. I think that's love and that's connection. Okay, it's connection with boundaries, connection with accountability, and then she gets to make a choice.
Yeah, I know she decided to leave at one point because we said we weren't going to allow the drugs in our house, and I didn't care if they were legal or illegal in this state, that
sure.
It wasn't happening.
And so she made a difficult choice.
She did, and it's not gotten better. It's gotten worse.
Yeah.
Everything has.
And it breaks my heart as a parent myself. You can't change another adult.
No.
And it feels powerless, huh?
It does feel powerless, and, I mean, we've talked about trying to help her get out of debt by saying you can live here for free. Meals are free, obviously, like room and board.
This is not a
you
debt issue,
a
hon.
Job.
This is not a debt issue. You're trying to find a thing that you can fix for her, but none of this stuff improves until she's sober.
Yeah. And right now, I don't think she's willing to be. I've told her that she... And she's tried to negotiate different things with us so she can come home. And I'm like, and it always just feels wrong.
And as a parent, she won't understand this because she's not on the other side of it. But as a parent, the idea that I'd have to tell my kid, no, you can't come home unless ... they'll never know how hard that is. I think you're doing the right thing.
So sorry you're going through this, Ashley.
I hate it for you.
We're going to send you a copy of Dr. John Deloney's Own Your Past, Change Your Future, so you can heal and grieve and navigate this wild journey that you're on. So sorry you're going through it.
Did you know one of the best gifts you can give your family is a will? Now, I know you can't really wrap one up and put it under the tree, but completing a will gives everyone in your family the gift of having peace of mind. At MamaBearLegalForms.com, making a will takes just 20 minutes, so you can get back to making holiday plans. And right now, you'll save 20% with the promo code Ramsey. That's 20% off at MamaBearLegalForms.com, code Ramsey.
This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. Hey, it's Dr. John Deloney. The holidays can cause a lot of people anxiety, including about giving. Maybe your family makes thoughtful handmade things. Maybe you prefer the gift of time together. Or maybe you all just pick up random gift cards last minute. No matter how your family celebrates, remember to take care of you. So whether it's forgiving yourself during tough moments or taking a day off from everything and everyone, remember to give yourself some love this season. And if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. BetterHelp is flexible because it's online, so it can fit into your busy holiday schedule. Just fill out a short questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists at any time for no charge. In the season of giving, give yourself what you need with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/Deloney today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/Deloney.
Don't you wish school had a Life Lessons 101 class where they taught things like how to not be broke? Same here. But when I learned there's a toxic money system designed to keep us broke, I found a better way, and so can you. In my new book, Breaking Free from Broke, you'll learn to avoid sneaky money traps and start building real wealth. Pre-order your copy of Breaking Free from Broke today for just $20 and get $100 in free bonus items. Go to RamseySolutions.com/store to get your copy. That's RamseySolutions.com/store.
Folks, are you not very excited when you drive to work on Monday morning? Do you feel like you're stuck in the daily grind, just going through the motions without doing work you're truly passionate about? Well, you're not alone. Nearly 70% of Americans are not engaged in their jobs, and I've been there too. I know how frustrating that can be, but you don't have to be one of the 70% anymore. I'm Ken Coleman, an author, speaker, and radio show host at Ramsey Solutions. And if you want to find a job you love, then my book, The Proximity Principle, can help. This book will give you a simple, proven strategy for getting in the right places and around the right people who will connect you to the work you're meant to do. You'll learn how to network the right way, build relationships with experts and mentors, find organizations that will help you grow, and more. This strategy has worked for me, and it's worked for thousands of people who have called into my show. Now it's time for you to take the next step toward work you love. Visit RamseySolutions.com/store today to get your copy of The Proximity Principle. That's RamseySolutions.com/store.
When you've been working your tail off to win with money and build wealth, you deserve an investing professional who cares about you and your money. That's why you need one of our SmartVestor Pros. For over 20 years, our SmartVestor program has been scouting financial advisors who know what we teach and are committed to super serving our listeners. Through the years, we've passed on some so-called pros that weren't worth your time or your trust. So you can have peace of mind knowing when you sign up for a SmartVestor Pro. You'll get matched with an investment professional in your area who has a track record and shares your values. With pros in all 50 states, you get the opportunity to meet the SmartVestor Pros in your area and choose for yourself who you want to work with. To find a SmartVestor Pro today, go to RamseySolutions.com/SmartVestor. That's RamseySolutions.com/SmartVestor.
Welcome back to The Ramsey Show. I'm George Camelot, joined by Dr. John Deloney. John, we got a lot going on around here, and one of those things is the pre-sale for my new book, Breaking Free from Broke. Did you see the actual, this is the real one, John. We got it the other day.
It feels just
right.
Is it
everything you hoped and dreamed for?
Well, number one, it's got you on the cover. That's really all I care about.
That's what America needs right now.
Usually,
we need healing, John.
They only put my face on it, so you got your whole BODY on here, which is impressive, I'm not going to lie.
The further you zoom out from my face, the better it looks. So I want it as small as it could be on the cover. So
I agree.
The team did a great job with it. It's Breaking Free from Broke, the ultimate guide to more money and less stress. And this is my story. 10 years here at Ramsey, 10 years going from broke with $40,000 in debt to baby steps millionaire, unpacking all the traps. If you've listened to Borrowed Future or The Fine Print, the podcast that I hosted, it has that kind of investigative feel with tons of research, with tons of humor. And by the end, you're going to have the ick. You're going to want to shower, and you're going to want to break free from this toxic matrix that we've all found ourselves in. As you listen to the calls on the show, you know exactly what I'm talking about. We are stuck in this cycle of debt because we have fallen for a system designed to keep us broke, and I will show you a clear path to break free and have more margin, more options, more joy than ever before. And it's on sale right now for $20 at RamseySolutions.com/store. And we'll throw in $100 in free bonus items like the ebook, audiobook, a free talk on video, an exclusive online event, and so much more. So I appreciate everyone who's checked it out so far, John.
When does it actually hit the streets?
Hits the streets January 16th. The pub date. And so pre-order before then, and you'll get all of those goodies. This is the book I wish I had that, you know, everything you wish you knew about money. This is money 201, 301, 101, and it's conversational because I don't know how to write, so I wrote like a fifth grader. It's very easy to read and conversational. All right, let's get to the calls. Cameron joins us in my hometown, Boston, Massachusetts. What's going on, Cameron?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you for having the accent I was hoping you would have. I'm just going to say that.
Oh, God. I just wanted to start off by saying thank you for motivating me. As of now, I'm through baby step one, and as of yesterday, I have paid off $5 out of $6,000 of my credit card debt.
Way to go, man.
Dude.
How does it feel?
Yeah, it feels great.
What
but,
credit card is it?
What's that?
What credit card is it?
It was Capital One.
Oh, man. Are you going to miss it?
Yep. Nope, because I cut it up.
Amen, man. I'm proud of you. How can we help today?
So, you're going to have to use cash at your Harvard boss. Did I do it right?
John just offended all people groups right there, somehow.
I love Love that. So the reason for my call today, guys, is I'm 26 and I'm living at home. I moved back in to help me out with finances and stuff. I still have a good bit of debt. And I have a savings account, which would help me pay off my truck a little bit. But I'm also keeping it around because it's basically like 6 months of an emergency fund. So basically where I'm at today is I don't know if I want to sacrifice that to dig into my truck or keep it around for a house, because I'm obviously really trying to save up for a house, and I don't want to see that money just go. But
you're seeing that money just go every month when you make a payment on a depreciating asset.
I understand.
It's just whether you want it to go today or later, but it's going.
Okay.
Man, I'm going to give you some hard news, and that is Cameron's plan has not been working, and it will not work in the foreseeable future if you continue to carry this debt, use this money to buy a house, which then depletes the emergency fund while you still have debt. You got to do things in a certain order with focus intensity, and that's the Ramsey baby steps. And it's the same one I followed to get out of $40,000 in debt in 18 months and buy a house the right way with peace. And you're going to get there. It might take, you know, a few years longer than you wanted it to, but right now that money's spoken for because it's got, you know, Ford Motor Company's name on it because you owe on this truck. So how much do you have in savings?
So after paying the credit cards off, I have about $10,000 left in my emergency fund.
Okay.
And 6 months of expenses is around $8,000. So I have the $1,000 emergency fund, and then I have that other savings account with $10,000 in it.
So you got $11K to your name, and what's left on your debt? You got $1,000 on credit card. What else?
I owe $32,000 on the truck.
Whew. What do you
make?
Why? How much money do you make?
This year I'm going to bring home about $65,000.
Dude, that is a lot of truck for a guy with your income.
It is a lot of truck.
What do you need the
truck for
work?
So I got into the electrical union, so it was a little bit of an impulse buy. I'm not going to lie.
Can it be a impulse sell, like this weekend?
I know. It would be tough to part ways with, but I guess I could sacrifice.
Are there not
that.
More trucks out there?
There are definitely more trucks out
so
there.
So could you downgrade in truck and do it with cash?
I could.
What would that truck sell for if you did, you know, got the most you could for it?
So the dealer would probably lowball me at like 26, but I could put it up on Facebook and probably get 30.
Okay. And you have the money aside. Could you get a cheap truck right now to beat around in and then upgrade later?
Yes,
this
could.
Gets you out of debt completely, right? Or do you have more debt?
No, that's it. Just the 32 on the truck.
Bro, you're free!
Dude, I would be free tomorrow instead of trying to arduously pay this thing off. It's going to take you a while to pay off $32,000.
And it's just going to continue to be worth less and less and less and less.
Which is also going to delay you from buying a house, which you told us is your dream.
Yeah, absolutely.
So do you want a house or do you want a sweet truck that's going down in value every day?
I really would like a house.
And if you meet somebody and she goes outside and sees this truck, you're like, yeah, that's right. This is my truck. And right now you have to take her to your mom's house. Not that cool. So what if you just bit the bullet, sold the truck, you're debt-free, worked really hard to get your own place.
Mm-hmm.
By the age of 30, you're a total – I mean, your life is so transformed you wouldn't even recognize it.
Yeah, that would be nice. So if I sell the truck and still, you know, if I only get $30,000 for it, it's obviously okay to dip into the savings and
cover the difference.
Pay
yeah, you're free, man.
Cover the difference.
That leaves you with $8K, and you need a car still. So you're going to get something that'll get you around for maybe, you know, $7K, leaving you with $1,000. But now look at where you're at. You got no debt. Yeah. You have all your income to your name, and now we can restock this emergency fund up to 6 months. Then we can start working on that home down payment, and we'll get another 30, 40, 50K over time. And when you don't have debt weighing you down, you're going to get there faster.
You get to be your own bank, dude.
Yeah, that sounds great to me.
Are you a good electrician? That wasn't rhetorical. Are you a good electrician?
No, I'm an apprentice, so.
But someone's paying you $65,000 a year to do this.
Yeah. I'm still working my way, but I'm getting better and better every day. I'm learning.
Dude,
that's pretty good to be
you're
terrible
my
at your
person
job.
To talk to you today. You're
he admits
awesome.
I'm not good at my job, but I get paid $65,000. Well,
hey, people
thing.
Ask me, "Are you good at the radio?" I go, "No. Not great."
No, I am good at my job. I just don't know everything. Obviously, every day I learn stuff, so it's good to.
That's good. Well, you know. I say that to say this: nobody's hiring you because of your truck. They're hiring Cameron because they trust him to do the electrical work needed to be done.
Absolutely.
And so the truck is for Cameron to feel good about himself. And I want you to feel good about yourself aside from a thing that you own.
Yeah.
Are you dating anybody, Cameron?
I am. I've been with my girlfriend for 6 years, and we're mutually working hard to, you know, save up for this house.
Okay, I want to challenge you, okay? Will you do a 90-day challenge?
Sure.
You can have a couple days off for Christmas. Here's my 90-day challenge. You get done with your apprentice work and you're exhausted. You high-five your mom. You give your girlfriend a shout. And then you go deliver pizzas in that cold winter. Or you go bartend. Or you go work security. You go do something for 90 days on top of your apprentice job. And in 3 months, you're going to be so tired you can't see straight. And you will have completely transformed your financial life. In unfathomable ways. People underestimate how much they can radically change their life in 3 months. Go for it. Game on. Go.
One of the questions I get all the time is, which life insurance company should I use for my term life policy? A valid question, since there are hundreds of companies out there with rates all over the place and riders and add-ons.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Attention all gardening enthusiasts. It's time to celebrate 50 years of greenery and growth at Gold Leaf Nursery in Reading. That's right, folks. For almost a half a century, Gold Leaf Nursery has been your go-to destination for all things garden-related. And to mark this incredible milestone, they're throwing the biggest sale this year. The nursery is blooming with vibrant perennials and annuals, hardy shrubs, succulents, and majestic trees, vegetables, herbs, roses, ground coverings, along with 1 gallon or larger and all bag soil amendments. Their extensive selection ensures that there's something for every taste and style. And don't forget about their premium selection of statuaries, fountains, and bird baths to add that perfect finishing touch. At Gold Leaf Nursery, they're not just about selling plants. They're about cultivating joy, creating memories, and nurturing connections with nature. Come visit them today and let them help turn your outdoor space into a sanctuary you'll love coming home to. Thanks for voting Gold Leaf Nursery best in the North State. Come check them out on Churn Creek Road, 1/4 mile from Airport Road. Open Tuesday through Saturday.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue open and free every other Sunday right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
J.
Join Token's radio show every Sunday at 2 p.m. on 96.5 FM and AM 1460 as hosts Christy Matthews and Linda Kent explore the exciting world of cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. Learn how Bitcoin is revolutionizing finance and grasp sound money principles. Hear new perspectives on achieving financial freedom beyond broken institutions. The future of money is here. Empower yourself with knowledge. Listen to Token's radio show with Linda and Christy this Sunday at 2 p.m. on KCNR. Big and exciting changes are underway.
Miami 6, Zip, Toronto 5, Pittsburgh 4, Milwaukee 6, the White Sox 3, White Sox having a tough year. Kansas City knocked off San Diego 4-3, and the Yanks swept San Francisco, winning all three there, winning Sunday by a score of 7-5. In the American League, Minnesota beat Houston 4-3, Tampa Bay knocked off Baltimore, same thing, 4-3. Detroit over Boston 8-4, and Seattle took care of the Angels final in that game. Was 5-1. Four games on tap in the National League. Arizona beat the Mets 5-4. Cincinnati 5. The Cubs 2. Dodgers blank Colorado 4-0. And St. Louis beat Philly 5-4. This is SRN Sports.
This is Carol Platt Liebau for townhall.com. Citizens must have faith in their justice system, that people will be treated equally under the law, and that defendants are being prosecuted because of what they've done, rather than who they are. Donald Trump's trial has set a dangerous precedent. The judge allowed the entire case to be prosecuted without ever telling Trump what some of the charges were. His lawyers couldn't defend him against the alleged predicate crime that transformed a misdemeanor, allegedly falsifying business records, into a felony. No one knew what it supposedly was until after the defense was done. This violates any defendant's Sixth Amendment right to know what the charges against him are. The left has taken lawfare to extremes. There may be no going back. History tells us it's much easier to destroy norms than to restore public trust once it has been broken. I'm Carol Platt Liebau.
News. I'm Jason Walker. Hunter Biden's trial on firearms charges set to begin this week in Delaware. Here's correspondent Greg Plugston.
The criminal trial of Hunter Biden begins Monday, with jury selection coming just days after another historic first, the criminal trial and conviction of a former U.S. president. In the Hunter Biden case, he'll become the first child of a sitting president to be a criminal defendant. The younger Biden has pleaded not guilty to lying about his drug use in 2018 in order to buy a gun. If convicted on all charges, he faces up to 25 years in prison. Greg Clugston reporting.
Also at SRNNews.com, water pressure still a little bit of a problem in Atlanta, where two huge old water mains burst Friday, sending tons of water into the streets. Here's correspondent Laura Winters.
Atlanta Mayor Andre Dickens declaring a state of emergency while crews work around the clock to repair the two broken water mains.
It impacted a lot of activities and a lot of businesses and residents throughout the city of Atlanta. Family plans have likely been impacted, as well as our businesses and visitors and just life in general.
Emory University Medical Center downtown, the facility having to transfer some patients to other hospitals, and there's a boil water advisory in effect at the Capitol. Laura Winters, Atlanta.
Firefighters across central and southern Florida battling blazes that have temporarily shut down several highways and caused some residents to be evacuated. More than 900 acres have burned. The Forestry Service says the fire is some 90% contained. And firefighters gaining ground now on a wind-driven blaze that has scorched thousands of acres. That is some 60 miles east of San Francisco. Several people have been evacuated, but no injuries reported. This is SRN News. Hulu is bringing gay reality shows to the United States this month.
The giant streaming platform, which is owned by the Walt Disney Company, will kick off Gay Pride Month by rolling out I Kissed a Boy and I Kissed a Girl, a pair of homosexual dating shows that originate in the United Kingdom. Decency advocates point out that if you buy Disney Plus for your kids to watch, you will also be exposing them to Hulu as part of the bundle, a network that is increasingly not for kids at all. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Just 12% of people in San Francisco attend religious services once per month. New Census Bureau data also finds Seattle residents only slightly more religious. 16% of people there in the city claim to attend church at least monthly. Southern cities like Atlanta, Houston, and Dallas are among the most religious American cities. This is SRN News. Oregon's entire coastline is closed to mussel harvesting due to an outbreak of shellfish poisoning described as unprecedented. Here's Ron DeRockstra.
The state's also closed parts of the coast to harvesting razor clams, bay clams, and oysters. The Oregon Health Authority says paralytic shellfish poisoning has sickened at least 20 people, and they're asking people who've harvested or eaten Oregon shellfish since May 13 to fill out a survey to help officials identify the cause of the outbreak and the number of people sickened. Ron DeRostra reporting.
Authorities say they will not support a proposal to house unaccompanied migrant children at two former casino hotels in northwest Mississippi. Tunisia County Board of Supervisors voting against issuing a letter of support. There had been strong opposition to the plan from Mississippi's Republican state officials and the local sheriff. More details at SRNNews.com. Mic check. We are coming up on the 53. Got lost there. 53, here we go. I'm Jason Walker. Hunter Biden's trial on firearms charges set to begin this week in Delaware. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
The criminal trial of Hunter Biden begins Monday, with jury selection coming just days after another historic first, the criminal trial and conviction of a former U.S. president. In the Hunter Biden case, he'll become the first child of a sitting president to be a criminal defendant. The younger Biden has pleaded not guilty to lying about his drug use in 2018 in order to buy a gun. If convicted on all charges, he faces up to 25 years in prison. Greg Clugston reporting.
Also at SRNNews.com, water pressure, well, still a problem in some parts of Atlanta after two huge old water mains burst Friday. Here's correspondent Laura Winters.
Atlanta Mayor Andre Dickens declaring a state of emergency while crews work around the clock to repair the two broken water mains.
It impacted a lot of activities and a lot of businesses and residents throughout the city of Atlanta. Family plans have likely been impacted, as well as our businesses and visitors and just life in general.
Emory University Medical Center downtown, the facility having to transfer some patients to other hospitals, and there's a boil water advisory in effect at the Capitol. Laura Winters, Atlanta.
Firefighters across central and southern Florida continue to battle wildfires that have temporarily shut down a number of highways and caused a number of residents to be evacuated. Some 900 acres have burned. Most of central and southern Florida, though, currently experiencing drought conditions. The driest conditions have been concentrated around... I'm Jason Walker. Hunter Biden's trial on firearms charges set to begin this week in Delaware. Here's correspondent Greg Clugston.
The criminal trial of Hunter Biden begins Monday, with jury selection coming just days after another historic first, the criminal trial and conviction of a former U.S. president. In the Hunter Biden case, he'll become the first child of a sitting president to be a criminal defendant. The younger Biden has pleaded not guilty to lying about his drug use in 2018 in order to buy a gun. If convicted on all charges, he faces up to 25 years in prison. Greg Clugston reporting.
Also at SRNNews.com, water pressure still a little bit of a problem in Atlanta, where two huge old water mains burst Friday, sending tons of water into the streets. Here's correspondent Laura Winters.
Atlanta Mayor Andre Dickens declaring a state of emergency while crews work around the clock to repair the two broken water mains.
It impacted a lot of activities and a lot of businesses and residents throughout the city of Atlanta. Family plans have likely been impacted, as well as our businesses and visitors and just life in general.
Emory University Medical Center downtown, the facility having to transfer some patients to other hospitals, and there's a boil water advisory in effect at the Capitol. Laura Winters, Atlanta.
Firefighters across central and southern Florida battling blazes that have temporarily shut down several highways and caused some residents to be evacuated. More than 900 acres have burned. The Forestry Service says the fire is some 90% contained. And firefighters gaining ground now on a wind-driven blaze that has scorched thousands of acres. That is some 60 miles east of San Francisco. Several people have been evacuated, but no injuries reported. This is SRN News. Hulu is bringing gay reality shows to the United States this month.
The giant streaming platform, which is owned by the Walt Disney Company, will kick off Gay Pride Month by rolling out I Kissed a Boy and I Kissed a Girl, a pair of homosexual dating shows that originate in the United Kingdom. Decency advocates point out that if you buy Disney Plus for your kids to watch, you will also be exposing them to Hulu as part of the bundle, a network that is increasingly not for kids at all. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Just 12% of people in San Francisco attend religious services once per month. New Census Bureau data also finds Seattle residents only slightly more religious. 16% of people there in the city claim to attend church at least monthly. Southern cities like Atlanta, Houston, and Dallas are among the most religious American cities. This is SRN News. Oregon's entire coastline is closed to mussel harvesting due to an outbreak of shellfish poisoning described as unprecedented. Here's Ron DeRockstra.
The state's also closed parts of the coast to harvesting razor clams, bay clams, and oysters. The Oregon Health Authority says paralytic shellfish poisoning has sickened at least 20 people, and they're asking people who've harvested or eaten Oregon shellfish since May 13 to fill out a survey to help officials identify the cause of the outbreak and the number of people sickened. Ron DeRockstra reporting.
Authorities say they will not support a proposal to house unaccompanied migrant children at two former casino hotels in northwest Mississippi. Tenosha County Board of Supervisors voting against issuing a letter of support. There had been strong opposition.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jason Walker. Hunter Biden's trial on firearms charges set to begin in Delaware this week. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
The criminal trial of Hunter Biden begins Monday with jury selection coming just days after another historic first, the criminal trial and conviction of a former U.S. president. In the Hunter Biden case, he'll become the first child of a sitting president to be a criminal defendant. The younger Biden has pleaded not guilty to lying about his drug use in 2018 in order to buy a gun. If convicted on all charges, he faces up to 25 years in prison. Greg Clugston reporting.
Also at townhall.com, water pressure still a little bit of a problem in Atlanta, where two huge old water mains burst Friday, sending tons of water into the streets. Here's correspondent Laura Winters.
Atlanta Mayor Andre Dickens declaring a state of emergency while crews work around the clock to repair the two broken water mains.
It impacted a lot of activities and a lot of businesses and residents throughout the city of Atlanta. Family plans have likely been impacted, as well as our businesses and visitors and just life in general.
Emory University Medical Center downtown, the facility having to transfer some patients to other hospitals, and there's a boil water advisory in effect at the Capitol. Laura Winters, Atlanta.
Wildfires on each side of the United States. Firefighters across central and southern Florida battling blazes that have temporarily shut down highways and caused a few residents to be evacuated. No reports, thankfully, of any fatalities there. And crews are also beginning to gain ground now in a wind-driven blaze. It has scorched thousands of acres, some 60 miles east of San Francisco. One home has been destroyed there, but several people have been evacuated. More on these stories at townhall.com.
As anyone living with everyday aches and pains, there's lots of things you can try. You know, tough it out.
Bite the bullet, grin and bear it. Or you can try something that has helped so many other people, Relief Factor. Relief Factor is 100% drug-free, a daily supplement that helps your body fight pain naturally. Developed by doctors, Relief Factor uses a unique formula of natural ingredients that address the inflammation where it starts. And Relief Factor doesn't just mask pain for a short time, it helps reduce or even eliminate it all day, every day. Wherever you're hurting, your back, neck, joints, or muscles, in about 3 weeks or less, you'll see a difference and rediscover what it's like to feel better and live better. So if everyday pain is affecting your life, don't go with the mind over matter approach. Try a Relief Factor instead. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF and save on your first order. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF. Fight pain naturally with Relief Factor.
Well, another attempt to launch Boeing Starliner into space won't happen until at least later in the week.
Issues with one of the three redundant computers managing the countdown from the launch pad put an automatic hold on Saturday's liftoff of Boeing Starliner into space with just 3 minutes and 50 seconds to go and two astronauts aboard.
Hold. Flight control received a CCLS, hold it.
NASA was aiming for a Sunday launch, but now says depending on what needs fixing, the next attempt could be Wednesday and Thursday, and if that doesn't work, then mid-June is the next possible time. I'm Julie Walker.
Dozens of people have been killed in a magnitude 7.6 earthquake in Japan's Noto Peninsula. Later, two more quakes hit in the north-central region of Ishikawa. No fatalities were reported there. Breaking news and analysis, townhall.com. Oregon's entire coastline is closed to mussel harvesting due to an outbreak of shellfish poisoning. It's been described as unprecedented. Here's Rhonda Rockstra.
The state's also closed parts of the coast to harvesting razor clams, bay clams, and oysters. The Oregon Health Authority says paralytic shellfish poisoning has sickened at least 20 people, and they're asking people who've harvested or eaten Oregon shellfish since May 13 to fill out a survey to help officials identify the cause of the outbreak and the number of people sickened. Ron DeRostra reporting.
Authorities say they will not support a proposal to house unaccompanied migrant children at two former casino hotels in northwest Mississippi. Tunica County Board of Supervisors voting against issuing a letter of support. There has been strong opposition to the plan from Mississippi's Republican officials and the local sheriff. More on these stories at townhall.com.
And now, When Radio Was, brought to you by RadioSpirits.com.
I'm Greg Bell, and we open in Kansas in the late 1800s, and then make our weekly visit with yours truly, Johnny Dollar, as the fabulous freelance insurance investigator has gone to the dogs, serving as a bodyguard to the four-legged furry Laird Douglas Douglas of Heatherscope. First, though, the Wild West, and a dusty cow town protected by a no-nonsense U.S. Marshal. The supporting cast in this Gunsmoke, known as Jedro's Woman, includes Larry Dobkin as Jedro, and Virginia Christine as Hallie. It's from November 6, 1960.
Around Dodge City and in the territory on West, there's just one way to handle the killers and the spoilers, and that's with a U.S. Marshal and the smell of gun smoke. starring William Conrad. The story of the violence that moved west with young America. And the story of a man who moved with it.
I'm that man. Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet. It's a chancy job, and it makes a man watchful and a little lonely.
Oh, I don't know why this ain't growing wood like it used to. Fella can't hardly make yourself a decent fire no more. You just can't get it to burn. They know you can't cook none without an even fire. I'm sorry about it. I just as well decide to chew on a piece of jerky and let it go at that.
Oh, Chester, you got the beans ready?
Now, you know they ain't ready, Mr. Dillon. Beans has got to cook long and slow before you can eat them.
They seem mighty slow to me.
Well, it ain't easy to cook them with this wet wood that's laying around here. It ain't dried out like it needs to do for a decent fire.
You know, you're getting pretty fussy, Chester, for a fellow who's camped out half his life.
A man gets tired of it sometimes, Mr. Dillon. A man likes a few comforts when he's cooking his dinner.
Like that old pot-bellied stove back in Dodge, huh?
Well, now, a decent stove don't hurt none, I can tell you that.
Come on, Chester, stop your bleeding, will you?
I got me a decent slab of pork.
Oh, what?
A decent slab of pork for the beans, Mr. Dillon. They ain't hardly worth fussing about that.
You want to ride into Dodge and get some?
Well, that's a day and a night's ride.
Well, then why don't you quit complaining now? How long before we eat?
Well, at least about an hour or two, I expect. Them beans should just set and simmer. That's
all right,
you
let them set and simmer. We'll go check that line shack for old man Goss like we promised, huh?
Guess that'll be all right.
You bet it'll be all right. Come on. Smell anything burning, Chester?
Why, of course not. I wouldn't leave them because they burn, Mr. Dillon.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. Oh, I'm tired and I'm hungry.
You know, there's some cooks on the chuck wagons that won't let you touch their beans till they've sat all night.
Well, I'm not about to wait all night, so why don't you dish them up and I'll see to the horses, huh?
Well, sure. I was just telling you, there's some folks that's mighty particular about their... Mr. Dillon?
What?
They're gone.
Oh, what are you talking about?
Them beans. They're gone.
What?
And they wasn't rightly done yet, neither.
Whoever took them wasn't too particular, I guess.
Maybe it was an animal, Mr. Dillon.
No animal would come in there with a fire like that.
I guess you're right.
There's nothing spilled.
No, they ain't.
Your animal's a two-footed one, all right.
I declare, looks like they was just dragging along, don't it?
Yeah.
You gonna track them?
I don't begrudge anybody a free meal, Chester, but I wanted some of those beans myself.
Yes, sir. Say, you reckon I'd better go get the horses?
No, not yet. Let's see where these tracks lead to.
Them prints are going right down the creek, ain't they?
Yeah. Yeah, maybe he didn't have a horse.
Now, nobody don't go around without no horse, Mr. Dillon.
Unless you don't have one.
Well, yes, but then...
Hey, Chester. Keep your eyes open in these bushes, huh?
Yes, sir, I am.
Down this way.
Yeah. Look at there. There's my bean pot.
Yeah. Look yonder.
Well, I declare it's a woman.
Yeah. Come on.
Well,
easy, Chester.
She lying?
She's still breathing.
She don't look very good, Mr. Dillon. Just look at them bruises.
She's been beaten, all right. She looks half starved.
She didn't even get to eat them beans she stole.
We gotta get her to Doc.
She ain't fit to ride, is she, Mr. Dillon?
No. Chester.
Yes, sir?
You notice that old wagon out back of old man Goss's shack?
Yes, sir, I seen it.
Oh, you ride up there and get it, huh?
Well, but there wasn't no horse.
Well, you'll have to hitch your horse and lead him, huh?
All right. You think you'll settle down enough to pull that wagon?
It's the only chance we have, Chester. Go on, now.
Yes, sir.
Chester.
Yes, sir?
If there are any old blankets in the shack, put them in the wagon, huh?
All right, Mr. Dillon, I'll do that.
Hold up a minute, Chester. I want to take a look at her.
All right, sir.
How does she seem, Mr. Dillon?
Yeah, it's hard to tell, Chester. She hasn't moved. Yeah, she's still alive, anyway.
Poor thing.
Yeah, whoever she was running from gave her plenty of cause. All right, you get on my horse, Chester. I'll lead the wagon for a while.
No, I ain't tired, Mr. Dillon. I can go on walking.
Go on, Chester. Mount up. I want to stretch my legs.
All right. I'll say one thing. You're going to have plenty of time to stretch them between here and Dodge.
Yeah, I guess you're right. All right, let's go.
Dillon, I didn't think we'd ever get here.
I'm just glad the wagon hung together.
I don't suppose it'd go much farther, and that's a fact.
Well, it doesn't have to. Come on, let's get her up to Doc.
All right.
Now you take her shoulders, we'll lift her together.
Yes, sir.
All right. Now. Careful now, Chester. Take her up easy.
I am. Sure do hope Doc's here.
Yeah.
Matt and Chester, what's the matter? Who is it?
It's a woman, Doc.
Yes, I see it is. Where'd she come from?
We don't know, Doc. She was out near Hat Creek when we found her.
Yes. You didn't get her here any too soon.
You're pretty bad off, ain't she, Doc?
She's in bad shape, Chester. Yes, she is.
She took a mean beating.
Well, it isn't the beating that worries me so much.
How's that?
This woman is nearly starved to death. Now, Chester, pour some water in that pan for me, will you?
Yeah, Doc, sure.
To say how good a chance.
You'll keep her here?
Yes, of course I'll keep her here.
Thanks, Doc. I don't know if you'll get paid.
Oh, stop wasting my time. Help me get her into bed.
All right, Doc. Come on, Chester. Here, give me a hand.
We're right in the middle of an episode of Gunsmoke. Stay tuned for more after this.
Attention all gardening enthusiasts. It's time to celebrate 50 years of greenery and growth at Gold Leaf Nursery in Reading. That's right, folks. For almost a half a century, Gold Leaf Nursery has been your go-to destination for all things garden-related. And to mark this incredible milestone, they're throwing the biggest sale this year. The nursery is blooming with vibrant perennials and annuals, hardy shrubs, succulents, and majestic trees, vegetables, herbs, roses, ground coverings, along with 1 gallon or larger and all bag soil amendments. Their extensive selection ensures that there's something for every taste and style. And don't forget about their premium selection of statuaries, fountains, and bird baths to add that perfect finishing touch. At Gold Leaf Nursery, they're not just about selling plants. They're about cultivating joy, creating memories, and nurturing connections with nature. Come visit them today and let them help turn your outdoor space into a sanctuary you'll love coming home to. Thanks for voting Gold Leaf Nursery best in the North State. Come check them out on Churn Creek Road, 1/4 mile from Airport Road. Open Tuesday through Saturday.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
June 8th is your chance to support our veterans. Join Simpson University, Dr. Paul Danuka, and Josh Parker Real Estate for the Simpson Veteran Success Center Fundraising Gala, featuring John Bartis, founder and chairman of Higher Heroes. You'll be moved by the real stories of Johnny, Ruby, Jess, and Julia. Go to the SimpsonU.edu events page to become a sponsor or reserve your table now. That's SimpsonU.edu/events.
And now back to Gunsmoke with William Conrad on When Radio Was.
And you don't know who she is?
Don't know anything about her. Just that she was badly hurt and hungry.
Shame. Is she a young woman, Matt?
Okay, that's kind of hard to tell. She was so skinny and so sick.
Yeah. Well, I hope she comes out of it all right.
The doc said she was doing a little better this morning.
That's great. And maybe I could go see her when she feels well enough.
Would you, Kitty? That'd be nice.
Sure. We women have to hang together.
Or hang separately.
Oh, that's a lawman's attempt at a joke if I ever heard one. Oh, do you want me, Sam?
I came to speak to the marshal, Miss Kitty.
Well, what can I do for you, Sam?
That big fellow at the bar, Marshal.
Down at this inn?
That's the one. He's been asking after you. I thought maybe you'd sooner see him over there.
Yeah, Sam, thanks. See you later, Kitty. I'm the marshal. You were looking for me?
You got my woman.
Oh, what's your name?
My name? Jedro. I come from a woman.
What makes you think I've got her?
You was seen. You brung her here in the wagon.
Are you the one who beat her?
I'm her husband.
That's not what I asked you. Did you beat her?
That ain't rightly none of your business, Marshal.
It is if she dies.
Allie? Allie ain't gonna die.
Well, the doctor isn't so sure. I've come to get her. She's in no shape to be moved.
I've come to get her, you hear?
Now, you listen to me.
No, you listen to me. You ain't gonna tell me what to do about my woman.
All right, come on, get out of here. No need
you
for
ain't
ruckus.
Telling me.
Yes,
what
I am telling you. Now, come on outside. Come on.
Go on, come on.
All right, now. Just stand easy. Maybe we can talk.
There's nothing to talk about. A man's got a right to see his wife.
That's supposed to treat her decently.
I
so.
Got a right to see her. Now, the law says that.
All right, Chedro, I'll take you to see her.
Or like it.
But I'll be there, too. Come on.
You, Matt.
Hello, Doc. This man's name is Jedro. He's the woman's husband.
Oh, yes.
He wants to see her.
Well,
now... And I got right.
Will it hurt her, Doc?
I don't know if she'll even know him. I shouldn't think she'd want to see him.
She's my woman.
Yeah, she's your woman. It's all right, Doc. I'll take him in there for a minute.
All right, Matt. If you say so. Come on in. Don't touch him.
He won't. Allie?
I've come to get you, Allie.
Jedro.
Come to take you back.
Jedro.
She turned her head away.
Let me get to her. She's unconscious again. She won't speak anymore now.
All right, Jedro, come on up.
I come to get you, Allie.
That depends on the doc, Jedro.
And on the good Lord. She's gone, Matt. The woman's gone.
You mean Hallie?
Yes, Matt. I had to go out to the Maury place tonight on a call. When I got back, she was gone. She can't stand it, Matt. She's not well enough.
Well, hand me that other boot, will you, Doc?
Jedro must have been waiting.
Yeah.
And that wagon's gone, too. That old one you left out back at the office.
Thanks, Doc. I'll go get the horses. Go get Chester for me, will you, and have him meet me at the livery stable?
Sure, Matt. I will. I'm awfully sorry this happened.
But don't worry about it, Doc. We'll get her.
I hope so, Matt. I hope so.
It'd have been a sight easier if that Jedro would have took his woman off in the daytime.
He's not interested in it being easy, Chester.
I don't know, but just ain't no sense in everybody losing a night's sleep.
Won't kill you.
I reckon not, but all the same.
Looks like that might be the wagon there ahead.
Hey, it does for a fact.
Yeah, come on. Hold up, Jedro.
I keep telling you, Marshal. She's my woman.
She's not in any shape to move, Jedro.
And that just ain't none of your affair.
I told you once it's my affair when somebody is killed, and this would be a killing just like a shooting. Now, come on, snap the wagon. All right, grab the reins, Chester.
Oh, oh.
Let go. Listen to me, Jethro. This woman has a right to decent care until she's well again. She has a right to decide for herself whether she wants to go back with you.
No, I do the deciding.
She might even want to file charges against you for the beating you gave her. She's going to get the chance.
Marshal, her place is with me.
Not right now, it isn't. Now, come on, climb down from the wagon.
Well, I ain't doing that.
I said climb down.
You ain't going to shoot me, Marshal, because I ain't wearing no gun. Ain't no way for you to get me down.
Yes, there is. You're coming down.
No, there ain't. Ah! My arm. Well, you let go of my arm. Pull it off.
All right, get up.
Oh, my arm. You could have broke it.
You're lucky I didn't.
Ain't no call to break my arm.
Now, you listen to me. I'm going to drive your wife back to Dodge, and if I see you around there again before she's well, I'll lock you up if I have to break both your arms to
Man's
do it.
Man's got a right
yeah,
to have his
woman.
Woman
has
with...
a right, too, Jethro. All right, come on, Chester. We're heading back.
I tell you one thing, Miss Dillon. This new batch of circulars, these fellas on these wanted posters sure don't get no better looking, do they?
We all can't be handsome like you, Chester.
Am I, Griffith? Dillon, I ain't handsome, but I don't look like no desperadio, I'll tell you that.
Oh, I guess you don't at that.
Marshal Dillon?
Yes, ma'am. I'm Marshal Dillon.
Well, I'm Hallie. And I come to thank you.
Hallie?
Well, Doc Adams told me all you done, fetching me to him and all.
Oh, Hallie. Yes, I guess I didn't recognize you looking so well like that.
Yes, I got my strength.
Oh, Hallie, this is Chester Proudfoot. He helped me bring you.
Yes, I come to thank you too, Mr. Proudfoot.
Oh, my. Well, that's all right, ma'am.
Doc said that you'd been out to Winter's place for a few weeks, right?
They took me and Marshall like I was one of them. I'm beholden to them all.
Sure looks like they fed you, all right.
Yes, I've took on some, and that's a fact.
Fine.
Marshall,
Yes, Helen.
I got another reason for coming to see you.
Well, I figured you might, Hallie. What do you want me to do?
Well, that's just it, Marshal. I don't want you to do nothing.
Well, what do you mean?
Well, I'm trying to save you some trouble, like Marshal.
How's that?
I just want to save you the trouble of coming after me.
You think Jedro's coming again?
No, Marshal. It ain't Jedro. It's me. I'm going back.
Going back?
Yes, Marshal. I'm going back to Jedro.
Oh, you don't have to do that, Hallie. He can't force you to.
He ain't forcing me none. He don't even know it.
Well, then why?
He'll be needing me, Marshal. The crop's coming in.
What if he treats you so badly?
Jedro don't mean no harm. And if we get a good crop, maybe we'd have enough to eat this year. And Jedro ain't took mean so often when he's eating regular.
Hallie, you've been a very sick woman. You better think this over.
I've been thinking. That's my place out there. I spoke up to the preacher that I'd take Jedro.
The law will protect you, Hallie. You don't have to go back to him.
Yes, I do, Marshal. Yes, I do. A woman belongs where her man is. I'm thanking you, Marshal, but I'm going back.
gun? Is that right?
I don't know if it's right or not, but that's the way it's going to be.
You mean you ain't going to keep her from going back?
No, Chester, I'm not. If Jedro hasn't kept her from going back, nobody else can.
Facilities of the United States Armed Forces Radio and Television Service.
That one known as Jedro's Woman originally played on November 6th of 1960. Frequent cast member Virginia Christine was Hallie. That busy radio performer also did a bit of film and television. She was in The Killers, High Noon, Judgment at Nuremberg, The Original Invasion of the Body Snatchers, Guess Who's Coming to Dinner, and The Spirit of St. Louis. I'm Greg Bell, and up next on Wind Radio was our favorite insurance investigator, continues to protect some canine royalty. As we continue the yours truly Johnny Dollar storyline, the Laird Douglas Douglas of Heatherscope matter, right after this.
I am the Whistler. And I know many things, for I walk by night. I know many strange tales hidden in the hearts of men and women who have stepped into the shadows. Yes, I know the nameless terrors of which they dare not speak.
He knows who you are, he knows what you did, and he's back with another collection of strange stories in Radio Spirit's 10-CD collection, The Whistler Grave Secret.
This isn't a sudden thing, Alice. Not the purple rage that swept over so many of my clients.
John, now wait a minute.
You'd be surprised how carefully I've planned this.
You won't get away with it. Paul Bond is on his way here. He'll find me.
I know that, Alice. That's the way I planned it.
For a limited time, get the Whistler Grave Secret for 50% off. Just go to radiospirits.com or call 855-798-5560 and use offer code SECRET77 to pay just $19.99. But beware, if you delay, you may begin to fear that you have waited too long.
And then suddenly panic strikes as you hear footsteps behind you. Steady, relentless, keeping pace with you.
At every step, this sly, scornful voice will whisper in your ear. Give in to Radio Noir at its finest, with 20 tense tales starring Bill Foreman as the Whistler. Order the Whistler Grave Secret today and save 50%. Yes, pay just $19.99.
You're too late, aren't you, John? Someone has opened the outer door of your apartment. You're sure it's Paul Bond. Now it's either your life or his. Hurriedly, you reach over, snap off the lights. And as the footsteps move toward you, you reach into the desk drawer for a gun, afraid even to breathe.
This offer won't live forever, so pay only $19.99 for the Whistler Grave Secret today at radiospirits.com or call 855-798-5560. Remember offer code SECRET77 to get 50% off. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, powered by Intel.
So you've got your topic, and now you're thinking about starting a podcast. Tom Merritt is an award-winning tech podcaster who has some ideas on how to get started.
Even if it's just a smartphone to get started, the basics of what you need, though, are a microphone and a nice, quiet place to record in, and then a platform that you can upload to. So find a good setup that maybe is a closet or maybe it's a quiet room, do your recording, and then find a platform. There's tons of platforms out there. Libsyn, Blueberry, RSS.com, Anchor. I do mine on Acast. Find the one that seems right for you. A lot of them have free plans. And then go practice. Do your show. Even publish it. And then start adding in equipment.
More from Tom is at DailyTechNewsShow.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, powered by Intel.
Welcome back to Wind Radio Was as we resume our latest five-part Johnny Dollar storyline, one of the sillier ones. Time now for part four of the Laird Douglas Douglas of Heatherscope matter from April of 1956.
From Hollywood, it's time now for...
Johnny Dollar.
Lieutenant Howard, homicide.
Oh, hi, Steve.
Hi. As you know, I've given orders for you to be confined to your suite out there at the Maples until I can get some of the lab crew out there.
You don't think I murdered Warren Staley?
Apparently, you were the only one who was with him when he died.
Now, look here. I'm the one who's kept even the family out of here.
What's more important, you're the only one on the whole estate who might be trusted to keep things intact. Any possible evidence. So please, don't leave your room.
Okay, diplomat. I'll sit tight.
Tonight, and every weekday night, Bob Bailey in the transcribed adventures of the man with the action-packed expense account, America's fabulous freelance insurance investigator.
Yours truly, Johnny Dollar. Expense account, or rather report, submitted by Special Investigator Johnny Dollar. To the Philadelphia Mutual Liability and Casualty Company, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, in connection with my investigation of the Laird Douglas of Heatherscote matter. No need to itemize expenses at this point, because there are none. The magnificent suite in which I'm parked out at the sumptuous mansion of Mrs. Peter Malcolm Kelly Van Puyten is fine. Except for the body of young Warren Staley, Mrs. Van Puyten's nephew, draped over the arm of the easy chair in which he died a few minutes ago. I'd call Lieutenant Howard at homicide on the phone in my room immediately, and within minutes, the nearest patrolman was stationed outside my door, refusing admittance even to the lady of the house. After all, this was the third murder that tied up with the Scottish Terrier who started all this, Laird Douglas of Heatherscote. While waiting for Lieutenant Howard and his crew, I shaved, showered, and changed my clothes. Then, about 10 minutes later...
Well, Dollar?
Yeah, Lieutenant.
See what you mean.
Yeah. He seemed like a nice kid, too.
It's all yours, Doctor. Go right ahead.
Very well, Lieutenant.
Here, Paul, just check my kiddo.
Okay, for pictures, Lieutenant.
Yeah, go right ahead, Sergeant.
Okay, excuse me, Doc. Before you get started...
Okay, Dollar, let's have it. What happened?
Well, Warren brought me up here himself, and I sat him down to ask him some questions.
You suspected him, didn't you, in spite of what I told you?
Sure. As sole beneficiary of the Van Puyten estate, empire, as he called it.
Yeah, well, what do you think now?
That you were right, that he was clean. Anyhow...
My poor darling Warren, where is he? No, take your hand off me, my boy.
Just a minute, Mrs. Van Puyten.
No, you can't keep me out. This is my own house, and this is my own nephew, my boy.
I'm sorry, but you'll have to wait until we can get everything clear.
Oh, this is terrible, terrible thing.
Mrs. Van Puyten, if you'll just wait until we finish...
Just a minute, Lieutenant.
Hey, whoa, young fellow, hold on a minute.
Who are you?
Johnny Dollar, who are you?
Ronald Kenworthy, his best friend. What happened to him?
He was poisoned.
Poisoned? And where were you? How could a thing like this happen if you were doing...
Oh, Ronnie, just calm down a minute. How long have you been here in the house?
Why, half, three quarters of an hour, something like that. But I don't
where?
See...
Where were you?
Well, I was down in the reading room with Mrs. Van Puyten.
All the time?
Then out in the garden.
Alone?
Yes, except for a few minutes while I talked to Hastings, the butler out there.
What were you doing in the garden?
I was on my way up here by the back way to see Warren. I've always used the back staircase from the garden, ever since we were kids together. This suite of rooms used to be our playroom, ever since I can remember.
All right. Go on with what you were saying.
Well, then about that time, or a few minutes later, I don't know exactly, I heard the police car come screaming up the driveway. That was the first that any of us, Mrs. Van Puyten or Hastings or I, that any of us knew that something was wrong, that something had happened to Warren. But now look here, Mr. Dollar,
all right,
I don't...
Kenworthy, you too.
What?
You'll have to leave with Mrs. Van Puyten until we're through in here.
Oh, please, Ronald, help me. Help me.
Go ahead, Ronnie, go ahead.
All right. Oh, come on, you poor old dear.
Poor old dame. Sorry for her. You finding anything, Doc?
Yes, I think so. I certainly think so. Be with you in a minute.
All right. You better go on with what you were saying, Dollar.
Well, not much more to say, Lieutenant. Warren felt the same way you do, that Branson at the insurance company does. If anything happened to the dog, Laird Douglas, it'd be the end of Mrs. Van Puyten. That the murders of the dog's handlers, caretakers, were purely incidental to attempts on the dog's life. But?
But what?
Well, he apparently was as concerned over this whole thing as we've been. Said he had a very strong theory about who might be back of all this.
Oh, did he tell you?
He was about to when this, whatever it was, hit him.
Yeah, I'll tell you what it was, Lieutenant.
Yeah, Doc. Oh, this is Mr. Dollar.
Oh, yeah, Doc.
Dollar. Norfolk acid. Same thing that killed the two dog handlers and was used on the dog itself. I can tell without further examination.
Wait a minute, Doc. Wait a minute. If the dog got the same thing that killed a couple of grown men...
A dog with a much more sensitive stomach, unused to all the strong food and drinks the human stomach is constantly abused with, the dog would immediately regurgitate and retain only a minute amount of the panorphic acid.
I see.
In the case of Warren Staley here, it was added to the Scotch whiskey he drank. Traces of it in his glass and in a full glass beside your chair.
Well, Doc, have you checked those bottles in the cellar, Ed?
Just about to.
Which bottle did he pour that out of, Dollar?
The one right next to that bottle of VO there. Wait a minute. This isn't the same bottle.
What?
Well, the one he poured from was half empty. This is nearly full.
Hey, now, what's the matter with you boys? You let somebody switch bottles a minute ago? Oh, wait a minute. Nobody else came in here besides Mrs. Van Peyton and young Kenworthy?
Hastings, the butler, but he just stood in the doorway.
That's right, Lieutenant.
Yet somehow, between the time Warren Staley poured those drinks and now, somebody switched bottles. Unless you're wrong about this, Dollar.
No sign of the poison in this one, Lieutenant. It's the only Scotch bottle.
You've been here in the room all this time, Dollar?
Yeah, sure. And in the bath. I shaved and showered and dressed while waiting for you to get here. But only after one of your men came and parked outside the door.
Well, where does this door lead to?
Well, it's the dog's quarters. Two rooms.
Oh, I see. Come on, Doc. You might wait for us.
Yeah, I'll be here.
What about that door beyond?
Oh, that. Mademoiselle Poirot, the dog's governess.
Well, where was she?
How should I know? I didn't even meet her.
Hurry!
Ah, the Folies Bergère.
Yeah, I guess I should have knocked.
Who are you? Why are you coming this way while I'm dressed myself?
Sorry, mademoiselle. We're the police.
Police? What have I done that you should see me this way?
Well, nothing, ma'am, nothing. But how long have you been there in your room?
Only 2 minutes. I came in the back way to change my clothes.
Yeah, that was obvious.
It's my day off. I have big date.
Well, not now you haven't. Get dressed and I'll send an officer in to escort you downstairs. Come on, darling.
No, you cannot do this to me. I've done nothing wrong. You cannot make me stay here.
Say, Pete, send somebody around the back way to cover the governess and take her downstairs for questioning.
Yes. Hey, Ransom. Yep.
And Johnny, looks like you goofed.
Hmm?
While you were showering, somebody came in through her room, through the dog's quarters, and did the bottle switch on us.
Oh, well, then we're even.
Yeah, we're... What?
You have very carefully mussed up any fingerprints that might have been on those doorknobs.
Oh. Jerry, see if you can get any prints off those doorknobs back there.
Right.
If I haven't wrecked them. But, Johnny, if I didn't know about you and your reputation, I'd peg this on you so fast you'd... You haven't been holding out on me, have you?
Time to take a short break on this Johnny Dollar episode. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Hello, this is Roland from the Flag Center. Are you thinking about a new flagpole for Memorial Day or 4th of July? Well, now is a good time. Currently, our high-quality Titan telescoping poles are on sale at prices too low to advertise. These beautiful silver or dark bronze poles are backed by a lifetime warranty and wind rated at 95 miles per hour. The Flag Center, 2124 Hilltop Drive, since 1982.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at AuthorityPM.com.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Are you craving a delicious pizza at a great price? Look no further than Charlu's Tap House. Charlu's Tap House is bringing back their incredible pizza deal. Every Tuesday from 4 p.m. until close, you can enjoy half off on your second pizza. That's right, buy one of any size and get the second one half off. This offer is only available for dine-in. So gather your friends and family and head over to Charlu's Tap House, The famous meal deal is back by popular demand. For just $29.95, you can choose between a medium two-topping pizza or a large plate of spaghetti with two mouth-watering meatballs. You have the option to indulge in a large house or Caesar salad. It's a complete feast at an unbeatable price. Charlie's Tap House is the place to be every day of the week from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Enjoy a refreshing drink from our beer wall and get a fantastic 25% off during happy hour. Don't miss out on these incredible offers. Visit Charlie's Tap House today and savor the flavors you love at the prices that can't be beaten.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
And now let's get back to Bob Bailey starring in Yours Truly, Johnny Dollar, on When Radio Was.
I assured him that I hadn't. Then went downstairs to the monstrous living room and sat in while we went through a routine questioning of everyone in the household. I even went through the motions of bodyguarding the dog that had started all this and tried to console Mrs. Van Pyten. Results of the questioning?
Nothing, Dollar, nothing. No leads.
Yeah, so I noticed. The two previous murders of the dog's caretakers or bodyguards, whatever you want to call them.
Yeah, well, same poison was used then. In their food as well as the dog's.
But why? Why, Steve? Why? Why they? To keep them from helping Laird Douglas when it hit him?
Well, more likely because those handlers had got wind of the attempt to poison the dog and suspected who was trying to do it.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah. See, there's one thing you're overlooking, darling.
What's that?
The intended victim of this last poisoning was not Warren Staley, but you.
Oh, brother, I'm not overlooking that for one second.
Yeah, and that's why I asked you if you were holding out anything on me. Because it would indicate that you have a lead, or at least suspicion about someone.
Sure, sure, I got a lot of suspicions. Ronald Kenworthy, his old man, the butler, heaven help us, even Mrs. Van Pyten. Maybe even you, Steve. But when it comes to evidence...
Yeah, I know what you mean. Well, I've got work to do.
Looking for the proverbial needle in a haystack was nothing compared to hunting for the poison bottle of scotch that was no doubt stashed away somewhere. Far, far into the night, a regular army of policemen probed and dug and poked around. They opened drawers and closets and cabinets, pounded on walls, looking for sliding panels and secret compartments, went through the trash, sifted a trash heap, dug up any freshly turned earth they could find on the grounds, even climbed trees. Yeah, they prowled through attics and basements, looked everywhere. Result? Nothing. Meanwhile, I stayed close to Mrs. Van Pyten, and I'll say this for her. In spite of her almost silly infatuation with that dog, she showed real strength of character. We sat alone together in the reading room.
I know, Mr. Dollar, there's nothing I can do to bring Warren back. Therefore, there's no point in simply sitting here weeping over it.
Yeah, that's true.
But it isn't easy because it meant more. I'm sorry.
I want to ask you some things, Mrs. Van Pyten. I suppose this is the wrong time, but I...
No, ask me, Mr. Dollar. I think I know what you want to ask, and now... Now that this last terrible thing has happened, I hope, I pray that I can help you.
Well, I had quite a talk with Warren before he died.
Oh, I'm glad.
Warren would have been the sole heir to the Van Pyten estate.
Yes, he alone would have carried the honor, the prestige of the family after my passing. Oh, no. Surely you didn't think that he could have been behind those other terrible murders.
Quite frankly, at first I did. But he told me something else, and it's bothered me. About Mr. Kenworthy and his son.
Ronald? No, Mr. Dollar. He was supposed to be Warren's best friend.
You said supposed to be.
Well,
Warren made it very clear that if the Kenworthys could somehow acquire the Van Pyten holdings, either by Mr. Kenworthy marrying you...
I have told Harrison R. Kenworthy...
Yes, I know. If Laird Douglas wins the show from his Kerry Blue Terrier, you'll marry him.
Yes.
And I still think it's a screwy idea. But the fact remains it's barely true.
It's quite true.
Neither you nor Mr. Kenworthy has too many years ahead, if you'll forgive me.
Mr. Dollar, what...
So there's now only one person left to benefit by the death of Laird Douglas, of Warren, of you, and ultimately of Mr. Kenworthy.
Good heavens, Mr. Dollar.
That's right. Ronald Kenworthy. Well?
I know it.
I think you've said enough, Mr. Dollar.
Ronald.
Yes, I heard it all. Mr. Dollar, I think you've said too much for, shall we say, your health.
Now, here's our star to tell you about the final intriguing episode of this week's story.
Tomorrow, all cards are laid on the table. And believe me, the deck proves to have been stacked right from the beginning. Tomorrow, the wind-up. Join us, won't you? Yours truly, Johnny Dollar.
Truly, Johnny Dollar, starring Bob Bailey, is transcribed in Hollywood. It is produced and directed by Jack Johnstone, who also wrote tonight's story. Be sure to join us tomorrow night, same time and station, for the next exciting episode of Yours Truly, Johnny Dollar. Roy Rowan speaking.
From April 1956, that was the penultimate installment of the Laird Douglas of Heatherscope Matter. We'll have the exciting finale of that wacky storyline at the same time and date on your local radio station next week. I'm Greg Bell, and earlier we had Larry Dobkin as Jedro in the Gunsmoke episode Jedro's Woman. And my question is about his later work. He played the role of Colonel Bell in a 1970 motion picture biopic about a famous U.S. military general, as played by George C. Scott. I'll name that multiple Oscar-winning film and wrap up when radio was right after this.
MusicRewind.com can help expand your music collection. Choose classic CD instrumental compilations, such as Moon River Great Instrumental Hits, Harmonica Blues, A Summer Place, the Best 100 Classical Hits Album, Ace of Spades, Guitar Instrumentals, and many more. Go to MusicRewind.com to find all your favorite music, plus get 20% off. Buy as much as you want and save 20% on your entire order with promo code SAVE20. There's jazz, rock, orchestral, classical, easy listening, blues, and even polka at MusicRewind.com today. Remember promo code SAVE20. That's MusicRewind.com or call 855-798-5556 now. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
This is your host, Herb Cohen, and if you're a high school principal, executive director, teacher, and guidance counselors, our CEOs and business owners want to meet your high school and GED students to introduce them to Earn and Grow career opportunities in technology, healthcare, the arts, business, and the trades. If you're a high school principal, executive director, teacher, or guidance counselor, our COs and business owners want to meet your high school and GED students to introduce them to earn and grow career opportunities in technology, healthcare, the arts, business, and the trades. Why? Because together we formed this nonprofit, realworldleaders.org, that's realworldleaders.org, to help introduce high school and GED students to our COs to be introduced to earn and grow career opportunities in technology, healthcare, the arts, business, and the trades. Simply email us at info@realworldleaders.org. That's info@realworldleaders.org to help us introduce your high school and GED students to our CEOs.
Now, when I was a young boy, at the age of five.
MusicRewind.com praises and celebrates the Blues Bible, an amazing compilation of 60 original blues classics on three CDs.
Boom, 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 boom. Shoot you right down. Red all for your feet.
Order the Blues Bible now at MusicRewind.com or call 800-206-5002 and pay only $19.98. An unbelievable value for 60 songs on three CDs. Plus, receive a bonus of reduced shipping. Just enter or mention promo code BLUES33.
E-ball is going on.
That's MusicRewind.com or call 800-206-5002. Remember Blues33.
This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
Welcome back to When Radio Was. Before the break, we're talking about actor Larry Dobkin. We heard him earlier in Gunsmoke. And I mentioned he played the role of Colonel Bell in a 1970 motion picture biopic about a famous U.S. military general, played by George C. Scott. The answer is Patton, which took home 7 Academy Awards, including Best Picture, Best Director for Franklin J. Schaffner, and Best Actor for Scott. I am Greg Bell, and we're all out of time. Please remember to visit us over at the website, whenradiowas.com. And until next time, I bid you farewell.
When Radio Was is presented by Radiospirits.com. This is your announcer.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.